Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Timbo for Angry Fans Radio. You guys already know what it is. I'm here joined, as always, with my brothers, Angry Fan and Three Letterman. Fellas, what's good?
What's good? What's good? Fuck with your boy, Angry Fan 007, nigga. Shout out to the whole Angry Fan movement.
It's your boy, Three Letterman, a.k.a. DRE, Angry Fan Movement, Angry Fan Radio. You already?
You already know. Yo, we had, I think we should just get right into this battle really quick. Spit That Heat, shout out to Spit That Heat. We fuck with them over here heavy. They just dropped another battle. We got K-Profit and Springs. What'd you think about that battle, Cass?
Ooh, man, listen, Brian. I was in the building for that shit. Yo, check this shit out. That was a dope-ass battle and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, Springs is going crazy her first round. And it's real difficult because some people got Springs and some people got K-Profit. It was a dope-ass battle.
Yeah.
I know one thing. I gave Springs round one. It really comes down to the last two rounds, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to hit the Spit the Heat Facebook group. Some niggas are calling to listen in and shit. So we'll be talking about them and shit. Like, what y'all niggas got for the last two rounds in reality?
I had K-Profit winning 2-1 on that one.
K-Profit 2-1?
She got round 2 and 3. Yo, but Springs' first was nasty. She was going at the neck.
Yo, Springs being her bag, yo. She don't be playing no fucking games, man.
That whole bitch breakdown shit, that was nice, yo. That shit was crazy.
Beyond. Yo, what you think? What you think, Dre?
I ain't get to see the battle, fellas. I'm walking out my son's basketball practice, so I ain't even get to peep it. I'm going off you brothers, but I'm glad to hear K-Profit got busy. I mean, her last battle she had with, what's her name, Official? She had got washed. So to hear her do good, to hear you brothers saying she came out and repped, that's good to hear, you know what I mean?
Well, nah, she definitely turned up. There ain't no point in that. Ain't no lie about that shit. You got to see that shit. Yo, so what's the best round in your opinion?
In my opinion, of K-Profit? I thought she got busy in that third, to be honest with you.
That third was stupid.
That third was crazy. I got her.
That was her best. I said that every battle that's getting ready to drop from Spit That Heat is going to be crazy, dude. Every battle they had was crazy. You're not going to see me all up in the camera for every battle and shout and background and shit. Every battle you see is crazy, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. Yo, I wanted to bring this up. What do you guys think about Miss Hustle battling Young Gaddis at Gnome 4?
Miss Hustle and Young Gaddis. Go ahead, Dre.
Shit, I want to see that. I think Gaddis would be Miss Hustle.
You think Gaddis would be Miss Hustle? I got to keep it a stack. I fuck with Hustle. I might lean. I don't know if I can say it like that, my nigga. Because Hustle be. Yo, I don't know why niggas don't really be feeling Hustle like the way I be feeling her. Because I be feeling like. Don't be sighing, nigga. You want some bullshit, nigga. I be feeling like Hustle got bars and performance. That's how I be feeling. Like, look at her battle versus Old Red. How many of them females would have came out Old Red like that?
Yeah.
Right.
And it's not just the bars. It was like she was performing that shit also, my nigga. So I don't know. Like, I'm a Hard Body Hustle fan.
Me too, but I think Gaddis is just built for that, man.
No.
So do I.
That's where I was going with it, though. I think I'm going to give that to Gaddis, though, in all reality. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Hustle fan, though. But I think Gaddis is just like, I've been watching her battle for so fucking long, my nigga. You got to understand. She's like gifted. She was battling niggas before females was battling niggas. Like, she really was. She wasn't winning as many battles, though, because she kept, I don't know if she was high or freestyling. I don't know what the hell. But she was battling niggas. So I think that Gaddis might have the advantage. Hey, yo, Dre, take that speak off.
Huh?
Yo, take that speaker off.
Nah, okay. Say it again?
Take the speaker off.
Nah, I mean, speaker's not on. Speaker's not on.
All right.
Speaker's not on. Nah, but I got Gaddis being Hustle though, man. I just don't. Gaddis is just built like that, man. I think she's more versatile than Hustle.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. Did Gaddis beat CS?
Yeah, she beat CS. Yeah.
I had it too in all reality. You know, shout out to CS too, because we fuck with, we ain't trying to play her, man. She had the bars. I just really like, I don't know, man. There's something about Gaddis where it's just like she, her overall, she freestyles, she rebuttals, she got personals, everything, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right. You guys are right, though.
What about this one? What about the Daylight versus Mickey Facts in the Quiet Room?
Ooh. Daylight versus Mickey Facts.
Now I have some info that it could be finalized by next week that this will happen. Both of them are in talks, so it could be completely confirmed by next week. They are in talks right now.
I fuck with Mickey. Mickey's my nigga. I might be riding with Daylight in this one. Just
that's
gotta
what
be
I
honest.
Said. I said the same thing.
And
I'm actually going with Mickey Facts.
Huh?
I think Mickey Facts is going to be Daylight.
No. It's close. Don't get it confused. But I just think for some strange reason, I'm just going to ride out with Daylight. Because I'm going to tell you why. Daylight is used to antics, but he knows that Mickey Facts is that nigga. Like, shout out to Mickey Facts. That's that nigga. So I'm really expecting Daylight to turn up to, a whole different level on Mickey.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And Mickey B, he's quick on his toes and shit. Like, we used to roast each other on Facebook all day and shit. Like, he a smart-ass nigga and shit. You know what I'm saying? I think that Daylight's not gonna, I don't think that Daylight's going to play with that nigga and shit, to be honest with you.
Let me ask you a question.
After this whole Queen of the Ring shit, he's trying to, show niggas he still got bars.
Who did he battle last time? I forgot who he actually battled.
Mickey Facts?
Yeah.
He battled Danger
in a one-rounder.
In a one-rounder.
Danger Zone, that's right. He held his own. I mean, for a comeback, for a nigga that hasn't been in the ring in a long time, he held his own, though.
Of course. I think he started off super hot, but he kind of dwindled down before the end. Whereas Danger Zone, I thought that he didn't really start off as hot as he should have, but he turned up towards the end.
Right.
So I mean, it's only a one-rounder, but I actually gave Danger Zone myself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who y'all had in that battle right there?
I had Danger Zone.
I had Danger Zone winning that one.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I just want to see. Yo, man, we turned up. We got Big K, man. I can't wait for Big K to pull up, man. I got mad questions to ask against shit, man. That's my nigga right there.
Can't wait till battle
for Sword. Fuck all that shit so we don't act all funny when he get on air. Who you niggas had, Big K or Illmac?
Big K.
Yeah, go ahead, Timbo. I hear you, Sion.
Man.
Clearly.
I got to go with Big K. Big K on that battle.
Are you saying that because he's calling up, or are you saying that because...
No, I had Big K. And see, shit changed, man. I think I had Illmac winning at first, but I went back and rewatched it a few times, and I had Big K winning.
Yo, Big K,
I like Illmac's third round.
Oh, Illmac's third round is, phenomenal. Let's keep it real.
Yeah, that's phenomenal. Real
that motherfucker turned his third round to a dream and all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah.
But then again, if you look at, what was the Illmac first round or his second, when he was going to the, when he was breaking down the Arsenal and shit?
Mm-hmm.
That was real close, that round right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
That was a close round. But I gave it to Big K, though, 2-1. But that's a real, that's a classic right there. Man. That's a wild, that's about
it. It is.
Stuff.
It is a classic.
Yeah.
So him and Thesaurus coming up. I can't wait for this battle.
I still think that if Thesaurus, this is the way I be thinking about these battle rappers, is that if you know you about to battle a fucking beast, you're going to take it serious. So that's how I kind of be looking at these niggas and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, Thesaurus can get body bagged very easily if he comes with some bullshit right now. So I'm actually anticipating him to turn this shit the fuck up, you know what I'm saying?
I got Big K, 3-zip.
3-zip?
Yeah, 3-zip.
I think Thesaurus is going to get one round.
Yeah, all right. You know what? I got Big K 2-1. I'm not going to say 3-zip because he didn't 3-zip Illmac.
I think Illmac is better than Thesaurus, though.
That is tough right there. What you think, Timbo?
I would have Illmac over Thesaurus for sure.
Word?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Taurus don't do it for me, son. I told y'all, man, the Taurus, he don't do it for me at all, bro. He really doesn't.
His
last,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. He ain't really, delivery is kind of,
Wow.
I don't like his flow. No shade on dude. I just don't like, I don't feel nothing like that, yo. You know what I mean?
Damn, they're neck and neck in my opinion, man. The Source be saying some shit. He wasn't trash versus Sharon either, man.
I didn't think he was all that great either, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's not, like, you know. He just don't do it for me, famo. He just don't do it for me, man.
Mm-hmm. The Source is dope. He's just not a street rapper.
Nah, I don't care about a street rapper, because Sharon is not a street rapper. I think Sharon is dope.
Okay.
You know what I mean? SoCon was never a street rapper, but I think SoCon is dope. You know what I mean? Real Deal is not a street rapper, but Real Deal is dope.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the street rapper thing. You know what I mean? I'm just going off on, like, flow, delivery, bars. The Source just never done it for me. Never. I have never really...
Too many jokes?
I don't even think his jokes are even that funny. Like, ha-ha, he-he. You know what I mean? I don't get that ha-ha. It's just like, okay, you know.
Yo, the Source is one of the best rebuttals in the game, my nigga.
Best rebuttals in the game? Really?
Yeah, he's one of them, yeah. Bro, his whole... My nigga,
clips are way better than him.
My nigga, the majority of his battling career came off of, like, freestyle and rebuttal, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Not as lately, though. Not as late, you know. Lately, he's been, I could do what I ever seen him battle again. I know that sounds foul to say, but I'm just being real. On every fans, really, no shade. I could do what I ever seen him battle again. I'm keeping
nah,
it real.
Nah, don't
on
say
the show.
That, my nigga. Hold on.
I gotta keep it real.
You can, no.
We are
not gonna go that
me.
Far with that, my nigga.
I have to go that far, because I don't be feeling that dude, man. I'm just keeping it real.
You say the sword, my nigga, you just been saying you could do without the Source ever battling again.
Yeah.
Yo, Dre, you a
I'm probably going to get ripped on Twitter. Go ahead and rip me on Twitter. It's all good. I can take it. I'm a big boy. I just don't be feeling something like that, man. I ain't saying he's whack.
I mean,
like
that,
okay.
My nigga. Like, that's kind of...
like that.
Wow, okay. I didn't see that one coming right there. That's why I'm kind of surprised and shit. Like,
you and I talk about battle rap how many times? You've never
Wait a minute.
I'm feeling
it. What's going on with QP or Maury?
Go ahead.
Yo, let me ask you a question, my niggas. Why was this nigga on his knees with his hands up the second time? I don't understand this shit.
I don't know, man. Timbo, you want to break it down, Timbo?
It's a joke, man. I mean, this shit's such a bad look.
Think it's a bad look?
I don't know. I mean,
well, here's what I was thinking. He asked us for money to come on our show. Maybe he went to get money from Maury. I don't know.
Why is his eyebrow like that? Like, what is he doing? The Rock? What is this nigga doing?
That nigga was watching The Rock, man. That nigga was watching The Rock before he came out there.
That nigga be looking mad and shit. He need to chill out.
Baby Mom's landed about $12 DeMarcos on his ass, though.
Oh, yeah, she damn sure did. She said I could be asking her for bread and all that shit. Like,
she aired
QP out, B.
Yeah.
She did. It sucked, but she
QP,
did.
QP lost that shit. Yo, I got a quick question for you guys. Huh?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I got a quick question. Danny Myers versus Official.
Wow.
Where'd that come from?
Danny Meyer said it's already a go.
What?
It's set up.
Danny Meyer's an Official?
Woo. Yes.
Oh, I'm about to call Official after this goddamn show is over. Danny Meyer's an Official? Wow.
That's my nigga Myers, boy. I tell you, that nigga don't fuck around, man. That'd be crazy.
Wow, I don't even know how I feel about that.
Rain all over that shit.
You know why? Because Official going to turn up for that battle. She's not going to play no games with Danny. And Danny not. Oh man, I don't know who I got in that shit, man.
I got Myers. 2-1.
Myers.
2-1.
Yeah, my issue one. I got my issue one. But official, man.
I fucked with official too, man. I can't wait to see the battle with her and C3 when that shit come out. I can't wait to see that.
This is just being tossed around.
Yo, I'm actually lost about that battle right there. Like, this was like a bombshell. Could not see that coming, Timbo. You was a motherfucker. You be setting niggas up for this shit. I got Danny, man. We fuck with Timbo up here, man. Timbo be fucking niggas' heads up. I got Danny Myers in this one, man. I just did not expect this battle coming out of his mouth just now. It's just like, what?
All right.
She's trying to battle dudes now all of a sudden, though. That's what's up, though.
I mean, the females are running from what she keeps saying. So, I mean, it's like what 40 Bars said. What you going to do? They want to battle her. She got to battle dudes. That's why she battled Daylight, she said.
So you guys already know.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, we'll come back to this. We got Big K actually on right now. Big K.
Yo.
What's good?
Yo. What's up, Big K?
Hey, yo, Big K, what up, nigga? It's Angry Fan, man. You know I fuck with you for our body, boy.
Hollywood Cap. That's your new name, Hollywood
yo,
Cap.
Yo, you know what, man? Fuck you, Big K, man. Yo, what's up with you, though, man?
I'm cooling, man. What's up with you?
I'm going to tell you right now, my nigga. And I'm not saying that shit because you want air. Like, yo, your punches are crazy. And I really want to see you. I know, and check it out, my nigga. I be hearing your battles. And I know that you a real nigga. You don't even care about this battle rap shit. I know that shit. But I got to be
honest. No, I care about it. I definitely care about it. I just don't.
You don't get caught
up in the
conflict.
I just know that this ain't all I want. You know what I mean? Some people, I think, get complacent. And that's why they don't mind getting treated like a sucker. You know what I mean? Because that's all they want anyway. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll tell you, my nigga. All right, well, okay. That's what it is right there. I'm glad you said that shit in all reality and shit. I just think that you're one of the nicest niggas out, my dude. Like, I really do.
Me too, bro. Me too. I appreciate it.
Like, real shit. Like, what you think, Three? What you think about Big K punchlines, my nigga?
I fucks with Big K heavy, first of all. Y'all niggas know that shit. I mean, Big K. The problem I have with Big K is this. For instance, he has a battle, Illmatic, which I thought was almost damn near top 5 battle last year, top 7. And I wish I saw more Big K battles. Yeah, top 7.
Hold on. You said top 7, my nigga?
Top 3, for sure.
Come on, bro. Come on.
Top 7?
Top 7
ain't bad, though. I mean, off the top of my dome, let's say top 7 out of how many battles?
No. That is definitely top 3, my nigga. I had it number 1.
It was still a top battle.
I had the battle of the year for 2013, me personally.
Okay,
I'm not saying shit because he's on air, no shit. Like, if you look at my, I said that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's the battle of the year, my nigga.
I wish I'd see battle some more, my brother. Real talk.
It ain't me, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't me. I'm willing. Like, if it was up to me, I'd battle once a month. You know what I mean? But sometimes, you know, like, agreements can't be met. You know what I mean? And I'm really not willing to take any shorts at this point in time, bro. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
Right.
It's, you know what I mean? Like, it... Because if you... These motherfuckers can get you, man. Like, I promise you, all these new Proving Ground motherfuckers, man, these motherfuckers ain't seen the rack yet, man. $8
for $150, $200, you know what I mean? And that's real. So, right. I mean, don't shoot messenger, but you know what I mean? Like, they teach you this bullshit, you got to build your profile. All that shit means is you got to battle for me for free for a couple of times. Feel my profile. Fuck the hell does that shit mean?
Shit,
goddamn
bullshit, man.
Nah, I'll tell you, my nigga. Yo, let me ask you a question.
Do
you feel like you're being blackballed, maybe?
Because
I don't understand
I
how
ain't
the hell you got
blackball
battled.
At all. Like, I mean, maybe, like... I wouldn't say blackball because, like, I assume you're referring to the URL thing because that's the only place it's happening now.
Well,
right?
Yeah, my
question. Like, yeah, no, it's all good, but I wouldn't call it blackball because, you know, like, if the fans want it, I'm sure URL is going to have to do it, you know what I mean? Like, because it ain't like it's anything irreparable between me and them. It's just, like, I feel like I've been misrepresented a lot, like,
right.
Like that whole fucking Beasley interview with faggot ass Chris from Unbiased and shit, like that shit was all fucking lies. Like, you know what I mean? Like they just represented the fuck out of me. You know what I mean? And then like didn't even like get my side. You know what I'm saying? Like that was my whole thing. Like, and this whole Chris and Queens flip shit, like first off, this is fucking hilarious. Like, I had tears coming down my face watching this shit. Everything was true he was saying about Chris. It was the best shit I ever seen. But I had got into it with Chris previously because of this. It's a difference between, like, being a fan and then, like, being, and then to call yourself unbiased when, like, just, like, what the fuck? Like, that's the farthest thing from the truth, bro. Like, you don't even have my side of the shit, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know, man. Like, that just works, bro. Like, all that, like, they offered me to do BT, and I was like, no, I get paid for my shit. Like, come on, bro. That ain't even that type of person, bro. That ain't how the conversation went at all, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, nah? The conversation, it didn't go down like that? What happened?
Nah. All right, I'm going to tell you, let's get this shit out of the way, man. Hollywood cast
is exclusive
right here.
I'm gonna tell you, hey, Big K, I'm going to tell you right now. I appreciate you being on the show. I know you fuck with me. You can tell me none of your goddamn business on my show, my nigga.
I know that. But if anybody,
I know
I'm
fuck with you, my nigga.
You know what I mean? I give it to you, man. You know what I mean? Because I ain't never did a blog about it or nothing. All right, bro. They asked me to do the BET shit, but this is months after fucking, like, I battled Rosenberg. Like, what's the gap between when I battled Rosenberg and then they did the first season of BET? How long that is, you think?
I don't even know. Was it a minute? What's up?
This has got to be a minute, right? No, I'm asking. I'm trying to figure it out. Like, this has got to be a minute. That was a long time, right? It wasn't, like, close, was it?
It was a while ago.
That was 2012. Yeah. Well, then to come from that to nothing, and then, like, I get the call, like, yo, I want you to do this BET shit. I'm like, okay, how's it going down? First off, they never, he told me that it was no cussing. You know what I'm saying? It was going to be just like BET but Freestyle Friday. That's what they told me. Ain't nobody tell me, you know what I mean? You get to get up there and there's no beat. And you get the cuss, we just gonna blurt it out. Ain't nobody tell me no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, okay, it's a tournament thing. Like, was this tournament type of battle rapping? That ain't what goes on nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's certain people that do that, but we all know it's different now. You know what I'm saying? You know who you battling a month in advance. You know what I mean? Y'all prepare y'all shit. Now, when you're talking about a motherfucker battling 3-4 times in 2 days, and you don't even know who you're battling, like, that's different. I can come in there and do that. I don't mind doing that, but it's not what I do. So I'm like, okay, what am I getting out of the situation, bro? Besides being on TV, like, because I don't want that. Like, if you do what you do, that shit gonna come anywhere. You know what I'm saying?
So,
none of that. So I'm like, okay, so we get paid? Do we get paid? No, you don't get any. We got flights and hotels, bro. Damn.
So
I'm supposed to just fucking...
Like, So they want you to battle for,
like,
a flight in a hotel?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, but this ain't for me to just put out nobody's business, but, I mean, I might as well, because I'm not trying to put out business. All I'm trying to do is give my response to this fucking shit, because I never even responded to that piece of blog, and that was a long fucking time ago. But, of course, every day some motherfucker asks me, like, what's up, why you know you are? And to be honest with you, I don't know. And to be even older, like, I don't even have BC or Snack or none of them numbers. The only person I ever dealt with was Norris. You know what I'm saying? So when I say URL, basically I'm just saying Norris, because I don't even know these other motherfuckers like that. You know what I'm saying? I know Norris, so we was cool. You know what I'm saying? But I never dealt with BC and Snack and all of them. Like, that shit ain't happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But Big K,
so it ain't like,
question,
and then it's like people are... No, and then it's like people are always saying, like, yo, you so anti-UR. I'm not. I ain't never just shit on them people or nothing like that. All I do is respond when somebody says something to me. I'm not going to lie. Am I supposed to lie about this shit?
I don't know.
Let me ask you a question. This dude had a mask.
Yeah.
Have you reached out to Norris?
Yeah, it happened a couple times, but.
And what happened when you reached out to him? Just did y'all have a conversation or what?
I mean, yeah, we talked, you know what I mean? But it's just like. It never, like, we never can meet in the middle, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's never to where I feel like it's fair. I'm, it's fair for me, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It ain't like I'm looking for a whole lot. Anybody else that booked me can tell you, like, it ain't like I'm fucking being outrageous, you know what I'm saying? But,
but you want to be compensated for your work.
Of course. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm gonna tell you
time
right
out
now.
My day, like, from when a motherfucker called me and say, this is who you battling, until me and him is face to face and that shit going down, I'm thinking about that motherfucker all day, man. you don't have to pay me for that, man. I'm not just out here thinking about another fucking man all that time, but that's how it is. When I get fucking paid for a battle, I'm thinking about how I'm going to fucking destroy you all the time. That's all I'm thinking about. You know what I'm saying? Of course I want to be compensated for that, especially when you put me on a fucking card where I know all these battle rappers. They telling me what the fuck they get. So they on stage, you know what I'm saying? They doing this, and then they fucking jumping like my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got the room going fucking crazy, and then telling me I only get like a fucking quarter of the ticket. Man, I know. I ain't saying I want all of it. I know people been around long time. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to have to meet in the middle. I ain't saying I want what they get. I'm saying we got to meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I feel
that shit. Mm-hmm. Big K, let me ask you another question. See that, man. Do you, and keep it real with me when I ask you this question. I want your honest opinion. Do you think you being a white rapper, does that, like, they just want to stick you battling white guys all the time?
Yeah, bro. I feel like
and
I'm like the fucking,
on your side,
like the goddamn, like the final boss on the white rapper video game or something, man. I don't understand this shit. Like, it's like, I don't even remember last time I battled a black person, bro. It's just fucking crazy. And it's like, I don't care, but it's just, if you keep putting me in these battles, it's always going to be a preference battle, bro. If I'm battling, when I battle the doors, it's going to be the same fucking thing as battling here, bro, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
In the eyes, yeah, in the eyes of motherfuckers. Like, for real. Like, it's all in what you like. If you don't like that fucking nerd shit, like, or the shit I'm kicking. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. You have to buy,
so, but in the same token, though, these is, they battles like I can't lose. Man, I'm like on there, fuck up with all that. All that stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what it is.
What's I feel where he's coming from. Actually, that's kind of fucked up right there. You know what I'm saying? Because he's nice.
Yeah.
So he shouldn't shouldn't be limited and shit. You know what I'm saying?
K is nice. When on his game, I mean, he's one of the best of the bars for sure.
I think
there's
that's
no
the
question.
Only thing, Big K. That's the only reason why niggas are not saying you're like top, you're number one or top three or some shit. It's because of the past with the choking and all that shit. And I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
Huh?
I mean, yeah, that's fair. You know what I'm saying? But like the shit that I look at it is like, well, okay, you got all these battles where I fucked up one round and a whole lot of them.
Yeah.
So that means for the shit, for the other person to win, all they got to do is win one other round decisively. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then this shit should be over because you're getting the fucking three rounds, so it shouldn't even be debatable. I shouldn't even be in the fucking cap, but that's how motherfucking weak that shit is, man. I'm not even saying it's weak, but my shit is just different when I'm kicking that shit up there, man. Unless you're in the room, you never like fuck that shit, man. It's different. I can feel it, man, when I got them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yo,
okay. What's up this
with
is,
you?
This is, huh?
Yeah, Timbo, yeah, baby.
Yo, Big K, this is Timbo. First of all, I want to ask you, unblock me on Twitter, bro. Football season is over.
Okay. Okay. You were one of the people that got blocked in the wave. You must have been talking about them coats, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you
got to
sit there and think about what you did, man. I'll unblock you next football season, man. You know, it's just been to get real, man.
Oh, man.
It's been a fan thing first, man. You up there talking shit about my squad, man. Hell wrong with you. All this shit going on in my life. I got to listen to you talk shit about my squad. Hell yeah, you can hear that.
Yo, Big K had that block clip loaded so quick, man. He dumped that whole day, man. I'm telling you. Anyways.
Oh, Lord.
Did you kind of write similar to how you for Thesaurus, how you wrote for Illmac, since you said they're kind of similar?
No, I mean, I can't give you all that, man. I might, I mean, I write to kick ass, bro. That's all I'm saying. Every battle I go into, man. It ain't even about. If I know you do one thing good, I'm not going to go in there and try to do that one thing better than you. Every time I go in there, all I'm trying to do is me to the best of my ability. If I do me to the best of my ability, and you do you to the best of your ability, it's up to the people to decide what they like better. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I be saying.
And I ain't
in
all those fake personals and shit. Like, I ain't about to come up with some kind of super angle. Like, I remember, I heard from a guy that in fucking 95 that this happened, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and this crowd, like, oh, shit, that shit really did happen. Like, shut the fuck up, man. Like, you know how you always hear, like, the New York rappers, the older rappers, like, Goods and, like, Ice, and like, these people say, I come from that era where you just show up and battle, like, that type shit. Like, that shit wasn't just, like, in New York, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's how it was for me, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been in this battle shit for a long fucking time, bro. Like, in prison where motherfuckers ain't got nothing but to look forward to but Tuesdays and Thursdays when they go in there and rap that shit. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it ain't no like, oh, you battling him on it. You come in that bitch with many fucking raps that you got. Y'all go straight rap to whoever wins. You know what I mean?
That's
right. Get on that team.
Big K, see that man again. Let me ask you a question. Was there a rumor that you and Ill Will were supposed to battle at some particular time, or that's just a rumor?
See, like, look, bro, how many, bro, I got like 5 battle rap arenas with like battle announcements, and I ain't got two.
Right.
I got more battle rap arenas than I got battles, bro. Like, what the fuck was going on? Like,
right.
Like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, I can't even tell you this shit. Like, I mean, I never got sent no chicken or I never got sent no contract or something, but it was like on the show, like, yeah, we're going to do this. This shit is locked in. It's going down. Like, it's okay.
Right.
That would be a classic right there. That would be crazy.
That shit would be crazy.
Yeah, that would be a dope battle, I think.
Yeah,
that'll
be a dope battle. I don't see too many beats, too many dudes beating Big K, to be honest with you. In my opinion, I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see Big K battle some more. I fuck with you, Big K, but I got to see you battle some more, brother. I really like to see. I wish you had more battles instead of, like, you know what I mean, once every 6 months or once a year or twice a year. You know what I mean?
Big K is a
key
magic.
Not saying you got to battle 12 times a year like Charlie Clifton, these niggas, but, you know, 2 or 3 times a year, I would love to see you battle, man. I ain't going to front, man.
No, for sure. Like, I mean, I'm saying, like, this year, y'all going to see at least 3, though, within, like, y'all should see 3 within, like, fucking 6 months.
About a Big K, man. You a big ass name. It's Angry Fan right here. You a big ass name, and there's money. The niggas is getting money out here, so get that money, my nigga.
Yeah.
Bro, you don't think I'm trying? They're not trying to let me get through it, and they ain't about to give me no fucking scraps, or that's why I'm not battling. I could battle for scraps. Why you think y'all getting fucking $1,500 from these motherfuckers, man? They're battling for a goddamn pillowcase, man. I'm not gonna need that shit, man.
Nah. I feel that, my nigga. Don't get it fucked up. I definitely feel that.
That's why, and I feel, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to get the fans more battles and shit. I don't get the point right now where it's like, why not? I don't even give a fuck no more. Let's do it. Like, before I was like, and that's why I was fucking up on stage and shit, because I was writing that shit on the fucking plane or in the fucking hotel. Like, I don't know who the hell I was. I had 2 on time. Always got 2. And I left that 3rd one on the wing and fuck it up. You know what I mean? I wasn't taking it serious. Now I realize how serious that shit was.
Hey, yo, big
K. People from fucking with that shit.
Yo, you remember when I inboxed you and I said stop talking about how much money you made or some shit like that? When I inboxed you on your Facebook, it's Angry Fan, and I had said, yo, stop telling us about you don't care about rap or some shit like that.
No.
Yo, so
no,
that
you
that go back.
Okay.
I kind of got at you about that shit and shit. Like, I fuck with you on shit, man. We hope
that
shit goes good, man. I don't know, man. That's fucked up.
Oh, no. I don't remember what you said. You was like, stop saying, you was like, you said, like, I be saying, like, I only do this shit for money. I don't give a fuck about it and shit like that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I wanted to make sure you remember that shit, man. So these niggas know, man, I be serious about that shit. I ain't trying to holler at y'all, nigga.
Because
you dope, my nigga. Like, it's really fucked up what's going on. You got anything after the source?
Yeah, I can. I'm definitely about to drop a tape, so like I'm gonna try to have that done before the Swords battle drops, so I drop it at the same time.
What, a mixtape?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
a mixtape,
okay.
More like an album. Like, it's gonna be all original beats, so you know what I mean.
Well, that's dope.
Yo,
Big K,
where are you gonna?
No, I got it. I wanna ask you one question.
Go ahead.
Big K, I seen a blog a while ago that. You still cool with Hands and them boys? I know you said Hands. I seen a blog with Hands.
No, yeah.
And Mook was co-signing you heavy one time.
Yeah, no, Hands my bro, man. Like, talk to Hands daily, man. I see Hands weekly, you know what I mean? See Hands weekly. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what it is.
Yeah.
Yo, Big K, we're going to go to some callers, man. We got a lot of callers lined up. Going to want to talk to you. Let's go 718-938. You want? 718-938. Nope, we're going to go next one. All right, we got 631-608. 631-608. Man, gotta get by that phone. So 419-764. Are you on? 419-764. Yo, am I catching a lot of static back there? You guys hear?
Yeah,
static,
that's you.
Static back there?
That's you.
Nah, I'm just wondering if this is me.
Nah, man, I'm hearing that shit too. I thought it was the Letterman for a minute.
I'm in.
You there? All right, cool. Let's go. 856-870.
Yo.
Yeah, I ain't got no listening show.
What's going on, man?
Good.
Yo, we got Big K on. We got Big K on. What's good?
Yo, y'all ain't got no listeners, yo.
What?
We had tons of listeners. We had no callers that are wanting to speak.
Yo, this yo, Big K, that's my word, my nigga. If you look at every interview we got, my nigga, it's the same shit. We be lit up,
everyone
and niggas, just, I don't know. They be pushing one. I don't know what the fuck they be doing, son. All right,
let's go over to Detroit. 313-743.
Yo.
Yo, what's going on?
You hear me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this Detroit. Damn, I was trying to call yesterday the fan show and shit. Because I had a whole bunch of topics to speak on and shit. But I'm trying to make them fast, dude. Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, man. I know it's gonna be mad angry, but yeah, I got John Puyo versus Reed Dollars, bro.
3-0.
I'm like this, bro. Before I say some shit, I'll do all my research. My nigga, I've been watching all this nigga freestyle, everything. He's been spitting the same shit. He not gonna be able to come up in there. And like, if it's a big ass crowd, he's not gonna be able to do that, like, that fast paced rapping and shit, you know what I'm saying? Just like no bars or shit. Everybody catching what he's saying. After a while, 3 rounds of that, people gonna get tired of that. Even if he do pull a round off, that surprised me, though. Plus, you think John, he ain't thinking about who he just got, though. He got a chance to take out one of the niggas that y'all been waiting for to come back for a long ass time. And then, like, he going to just come with some regular-ass bars. I think he going to fucking smoke that nigga boots off, and everybody going to be surprised. Then
hey, I got John winning that, too, Carlin. I got John winning that, too. Not a 3-0, but I got John winning that, too, though.
Yeah, no, I ain't going like this, like, 3-0. Like, watching, I think he going to win every round, though. Probably, like, one round would be debatable and the other two clearly or some shit. I think that boy probably gonna have like some fire lines, like some hood shit. Like he speaks of hood shit as far as like it's so much hood shit you can take. You know what I'm saying? Like you can't keep saying shit we already heard, especially with the hood shit. But how you even struggled all this shit to get that? You know what I'm saying? And then nothing I told you around my man. It's been a month though, bro. It's like since a battle came out.
Nigga, it's been over a month. Are you serious?
I know that's what I'm saying. I was looking at that shit like, oh my god, it was like I don't know.
And then the last couple of
battles. That's what I was trying to ask you, man. It's like, Matt Fafa, bro. I'm like, why is he in a, like, no offense, though. Like, he cool and shit, but I'm like, why is he in a battle? Like, when last time he gave you, like, classic battles? I don't know why people, like, begged him to come back. You know what I'm saying? When last time you saw Matt Fafa about, like, man, you got to go watch that shit. Classic.
Man, y'all be hating on Math too, man. Math be saying some shit, man. Y'all be hating on that, man.
Tell me, give me a battle that you just had with Math. Like, you saw Math, and you're like, oh, that was a classic-ass battle.
Yo,
you have to go watch.
You know what battle?
Like what Danny,
Myers
gave me.
You know what battle that was good, caller? Math and Hitman was not a bad battle, you know.
Oh, that was nice. That was nice as fuck.
Math and Rex 2 was dope. There was only one round, but that shit was fun.
Bro, look, like, out of his whole career right now, tell me how many battles can you give me that you just, like, that was classic. And tell me how many, like, what's different from him and Danny Myers? Every battle Danny Myers is having, he's doing you
well, what, hey, bro, you can't compare Danny Myers to Math Hopper, bro. You wildin', bro. Danny Myers
but
ain't
you're
got
getting
no...
a top tier.
Bro,
you're getting
tripping,
a top
bro.
Tier. Well, you're telling me a top tier is having way less classic battles than a fucking...
It's about that top tier, bro. It's about just people that's cemented, and there's certain people that's cemented, bro, that put in work. Like, you know what I mean? You can't just... Yeah, y'all fans be going crazy for the flavor of the month every goddamn time, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Y'all gotta let people get solidified for y'all just.
Oh no, I don't do flavor of the month.
Like,
I promise.
I'll be saying fucking crazy ass posts, man. Like,
yo,
this shit
wild,
man.
No, I'm just saying, bro. Man, I've been looking like, why do people like be begging for him to come back? Like, he give you like the same thing. You know what I'm saying? He had that big ass. You know what I'm saying? That long streak of battles. So, like, he probably had one or two battles that you like, damn, that shit was nice. You know what I'm saying? The other shit was like. alright, you know what I'm saying? I watch all of it. I watch them every battle that come out. I'm not a biased person. I really don't have no favorite battle rapper, nothing like that. I just watch battles just for battles. And I tell you what, like,
well,
I just
want to watch. Who you think won?
Well, I can't hear what you saying. What you say, bro?
Who you think won, Danny Myers or Rum Nitty?
I think probably, I mean, a lot of people said Danny Myers, but I was speaking Rum Nitty. I just like this style more, though. I really like, he was cool. I like the battle. It's a classic battle, but I was speaking Rum Nitty. Plus, that mix, I like, that mix a lot, that Big Time put out, Rum Nitty. That made me go back to the battle and start, like, listening to it more. Start liking, Rum Nitty versus more shit. Because I like the mix.
Yeah.
And then I came back to the battle, and then I'm like, I told you, like, I actually, like, I ain't the person that just pick a winner. I actually got a reason why I like this shit. I could, like, you know what I'm saying, this person's style more, like, how they approach, like, you know what I'm saying? Like Rum Nitty versus Tycoon, whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah.
I went back and watched that battle from the Danny Myers battle. I ain't one of the people that pick a winner. He's like, or, like, because I like this person. Danny Myers, that's not my favorite person. I was just comparing him. He's, like, saying, like, he was giving more classic battles. It was just, like, not specifically him towards Mav. He's a person, like, I'm telling you, he giving us more classic, you know what I'm saying?
Detroit, let me ask you a question. You didn't like Mav versus Ian? You didn't like Mav versus Averb?
Yeah, I watched that. That was the first battle I watched. That turned me, like, got me up to battle rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as that shit came out, I watched that shit. That was the first battle I ever watched, you know what I'm saying? I like that shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, like, right now, I don't, like, compare people from way back in the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't...
Right.
Like, I appreciate what they did back then. I'm talking about right now. If you want to be certified as a legend right now, you know what I'm saying? You got to show me what you're doing right now. I'm talking, like, I haven't seen a good battle from him. That's not no shot step to do with him. I'm talking about you as a battle rapper, not you as a person, you know what I'm saying? Some of these battle rappers, you get a skill when you make a comment on them or some shit, like you, like fucking up their character and shit. No, I'm just talking as you as a battle rapper. Like, I watch you as a battle rapper, not as a person, you feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
Word.
Right.
Yeah. That's how it's supposed to be. Not supposed to care about a person.
I'm
just watching
for
battles.
I watch battles all the time. I be trying to call them the show because I talk about this all the time. I'm saying anybody want to do a debate or anything with me, just like talk about battle rap. My name on Facebook is Tamyra Father. That's Tomyra Father. Last name. That's my name.
Salute, man.
All right, yeah.
Salute,
Detroit. What's up? Hey, yeah, I had to
ask him about
Big Shit. That LB the Boss versus Tink, whatever his name is.
Hey, caller.
Yo.
Yo, what you think about Big K? Is he top 10? Fuck all that shit.
Oh, I haven't really seen no battles from him. Like, I think that Immaculate battle was good. But, like, I just people, like, first, I don't really have no top 10 like that. Like, he's nice as fuck. I haven't seen no, like, whack-ass performance from him. I think he, like, stuttering, like, choking and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? But I really don't take that away from, like, your battles and your bars and shit, your capability, because I'm like this. Like, it is a lot to put in work just to be up there in front of somebody and shit. They doing all this. You was hurt they bars and shit, and you come back and remember your bars in the 3-step rounds. Like, you got some people choke up and they bars and shit. I think he do that a lot. As far as, like, a person bars and shit, like, he nice as fuck. Like, street shit, I feel that vibe from the shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel that, like, no, like, people talking about that authenticity, whatever the fuck it is, that's what I think he got right there. Like, the street vibe shit. I fuck with him heavy.
Absolutely, man.
That's what
it is,
bro. Look for call up, bro.
No problem. Salute.
Yo, okay, that shit gets you upset, huh? That whole flavor of the month shit where somebody, you know, has one good one. And they kind of downplay a lot of, you know, class, you know, established.
No, like,
you know,
come on, bro. Did you hear what he said, bro? First he said,
yeah.
Math Hopper won't nothing. And then he said, Math Hopper versus Sir Jones. I mean, Math Hopper versus 9000 was a battle that got to watch the battle. Yeah. Shit's crazy, man.
All right. We're going to go 248-410.
What up, dog?
What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, we got Big K on. What's going on?
I know you got on, man. Dude, dope, man. Okay. I don't understand niggas, man, when they be talking that shit about, like, niggas don't really know how to judge battle rap, man. Because, like, Niggas be talking about you lost to Rosenberg Raw. But now I'm going to keep it real. I just like what you were saying better. Like, I look at it like a battle, like, who can rap better? I don't give a fuck about nobody who they maybe.
Exactly.
Hey, man, three-letter man, listen to me. If you can't put that shit the right way, it don't matter.
Yeah, for sure.
You know
what
I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
Huh?
Hey, yo, hold up. Is somebody, yo, is somebody driving with the window down?
Nah, man, I'm in the crib. Yeah. Nah,
what are you saying, bro?
No, I was saying, like, you know how some of these niggas, man, like, I can't stand the way niggas, like, conceited and quantum physics. How them niggas rap, man, because they don't rap. Them niggas is like, or like Chilla Jones, man. I can't stand the way them kind of niggas rap, man, because it ain't rap. It's like spoken word type of shit, you know. That ain't, like, that shit, like, I've already called it before. That shit, like, I heard Head Ice spit a verse before, right? In a rap. Then I turned around and heard the same lyrics that he spit in the rap on a beat. And the shit sounded like a real rap song.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, that's a rapper. Like, throw a man, like, I ain't talking about no shit to Big Time and what's the other big nigga, Big Cheese. That ain't that shit that they be putting together. Nah, I mean, that shit cool, but I'm talking about a nigga like, where you could ride to that shit and be like, damn, this shit hard. Them niggas can't rap, so, like, you know, like, niggas, I don't know, man. Battle rap is funny. Because, like, when I first got into this shit, like, with Mook and them and all that shit, look at X Factor, how he used to rap in comparison to how he rap now. You know what I'm saying? When he was in the first smack, he was, like, rapid fire. Now it's, like, this slow, comedic type of shit. You know, like, battle rap, it's just different, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'll tell you.
It's different. Like, that's why, like, you know, niggas be like, and then it's real, like, because I'm 30, you know what I'm saying? So I'm in a different boat. Like, a nigga who's 22, he might like some goofy shit, so I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
You don't know.
So you know what I'm saying? Battle rap is just different, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I mean, you know, I don't even know how niggas still be doing that shit for real. You know what I'm saying?
It's changing, man. Battle rap, the thing about battle rap, man, is that this shit is like, it's a kid listening to this shit right now. Like, man, Big K is fucking trash. Man, I kill him if I get this shit. Nah, nah, nah. Another motherfucker writing rap. Like, this shit is just constantly evolving. So, like, there's new battle rappers coming in every fucking day. So you don't even really get a chance to dislike a motherfucker. As soon as he slip off, it's another person trying to take that spot. You know what I mean?
Now, let me ask y'all something. Now, this is a real question, because I'm going to call in. Every time I get on, I'm going to ask this shit. Do y'all think that battle rap got a shelf life? And what I mean by that, do you think niggas need, okay, man, you done been in this shit a little too long. You need to graduate to, like, trying to make records and shit, you know. You just don't be a battle rapper forever. You know what I'm saying?
No, they can't. They can't make music. That's what I mean.
Like, but what I'm
like,
saying,
battle rap been being high as a motherfucker, and this is people that's been acknowledged by the fucking mainstream, but it ain't been a battle rapper like from this kind of cloth. Like, because I say like this kind of cloth with like this era of battling. You know what I mean? Like, there's been like Cassidy. You know what I mean? Shit like that. I'm talking about like from this written era, prepared, like, you know, you go in there for this amount of minutes and this and that. Ain't nobody done it from this era yet. Bro. You know what I mean?
Hey, angry fan, three-letter man, Timbo, listen to me. I mean, this is YouTube, Big K. Now, let me ask you something. This real shit. Back in, like, the 90s, even though Sirius Jones kind of corny to me, but niggas like that, they was trying to get a deal. They goal wasn't just, like, everybody talking about Lux got 40,000. Just think about how hard it is to battle rap versus just to be a real rapper. If you come out with a couple of hot songs, you could tour the country and just do shows and same fucking rap.
Yeah. Way
think about how hard it is to entertain somebody every battle, new shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, it is. No, so like it's that's the goal. Like, that should be every if it's a person battling that is not trying to use it as a platform to continue with music, they just in the fucking way. There's plenty of people out on quickly, and there's plenty of battle rappers like that. But it's also what happens is you got battle rappers that get in this shit to use it as a platform for some music. But once you get caught in this rapping about somebody,
most of them, but for real, 90% of them don't sound good on beat. And then that 10% that do, once you get caught into this battle rap thing, you know what I mean, you forget how to make music. It's way different from making some music from fucking trying to tell somebody how many ways you can disrespect them.
Because I'm the one who made the analogy about this shit being like and-one in the NBA, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You can't be the street ball legend forever. You got to, right. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm like, because I be looking at niggas, I'm like, damn, my dude. Like, the only one, like, I see Goods, I see Math. Like, I even see Surf trying to graduate. I see Surf niggas
right.
trying to graduate, but then you got mm-hmm. niggas like Conceited, Quantum Physics. Like, these niggas, you like, and really, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm out here in Detroit, and I see why niggas from Detroit really don't take battle rap that serious, because this shit ain't that much money in it. For you to like,
but let's be real, though. Before Detroit, and I fuck with Detroit, I think I got some dope-ass battle rappers. You see, Letterman? But you got Snow, all you niggas, Ill Will, Calico, X-Factor, Miles, the whole nine. But I think some cats are getting bored. I think the best veterans, X-Factor.
Man,
I'm going to get bored of this shit. You know what I mean?
Man, I'm going to hit you with the realness. It's fucked up when you got all these fans, all these so-called views on YouTube, and, like,
right.
I got more money than you. For real.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But you infamous. You got fans, but you ain't got no money.
Right.
That don't even make sense. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I see where you're going with it, brother.
But really what these niggas need to do, though, is probably start trying to explore merchandising.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, because think about, like, Big K, like, for instance. I mean, I don't know. I done been to school and everything, but I ain't no entertainment business manager or nothing. But I don't know. Maybe you could try to get an endorsement with a blunt wrapper company or some shit like that. I don't know.
But
I don't
even fucking smoke blunt, so that'd be stupid. What other kind of ideas you got?
Well, okay, do you drink liquor?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'm just saying, niggas need to maybe explore some other options if you're going to, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, man, nigga talking about
battle.
Man,
so this what I want to know, though. Is you a fucking battle rapper? You just said you're not some kind of, like, entertainer thing, but you sitting up there saying what battle rappers need to do. You need to just watch the battles and fucking leave people alone, man.
Man,
you got to just watch the battle and pull what you can from it, and that's it, man. You know, when y'all get to see that, like, count, like, you know what I mean? Like, that shit crazy.
I'm just saying, I don't want to see niggas battle forever. That's all.
Salute, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, y'all be safe out here, baby.
Yeah, too, man.
Can I just say something he just talked about? It's
yeah.
funny because
yeah.
I think battle rap, let's be real, battle rap, let's compare it to the NBA right quick. I mean, battle rap could be here for a long time. You got players coming in all the time into the league. You know what I mean? Some niggas maybe have to retire, but the new crop of niggas are here. So you can't really say you want to see niggas battle forever. It's always going to be a new generation, young boys coming up in the game and trying to take this shit over. I disagree with that, though. But I see where he's going with it, but I disagree.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yo, Kay, I got a question for you. Are you able to write music, too, while you're preparing for a battle?
Yeah, I mean, it all depends on my mood. You know, like sometimes I don't want to even try to write music until I'm done fucking writing battles. I'm writing battle rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I know I got to have this many rounds done by this day, I'm just going to fucking knock that shit out and get into the music. But, I mean, yeah, sometimes, but I can do it, you know what I mean? But it all depends on how I'm feeling for real, man.
Okay. So that. Let's go to take a couple more calls here. We got 916-613. You on?
Yo.
What's going on?
What's good?
Can
y'all hear me?
Yeah, what's good, brother?
Oh, okay. It's a little bit of delay, man. Hey, this is Jeremy James, man, on the Angry Fan group check-in. You feel me?
Good, man.
Word up. I just wanted to disagree with the last caller, man, because you do got cats out here doing their own thing. You got dude with the LOM clothing. You got Mask Alpha with the pop juice. You know what I mean? So cats are doing their other things, but it ain't like battle rap back in the day when Sirius Jones was trying to get a deal. There's money all over the table for battle rap. Lux just got 40 Thou Wow. So how it ain't no money in battle rap? You know what I mean? It's not a necessity for cats to move on from battle rap any longer because battle rap is blowing the fuck up now. You know what I mean?
I agree.
So, I mean, cats can now say they want a career in battle rap because battle rap is doing numbers. Everybody trying to eat off of it now.
But you know what's going on? Like people can make the analogy like battle rap is like this sports league and this sports league, but the only thing that separates it is the fucking pay, bro. Like it's the pay, man. Like, battle rappers ain't getting paid what a fucking a bench player in the NBA getting paid, you know what I mean?
True indeed.
Not even fucking close, but that's why this shit will never die, because you got these motherfuckers that come in chasing the light. That's why when they first burst on the scene, they got them fucking crazy battles. I was one of them, you know what I mean? You come on and you just fucking hungry. You like, man, I'm trying to change my life. This shit gonna work.
Word.
You milk you dry, you neck, and then another new motherfucker just as hungry, if not more hungry. And when he fuck up, it happen again, but that's why, I don't know, it got to be a changing of the guys, man, but I think
it's really missing structure, man. I think battle rap just really needs structure to where cats can't duck nobody no more. It kind of guarantees us good battles. You know what I mean? We need some type of structure. Mass Hopper made that barcode, but ain't nobody using the barcode. So we got all these fuck niggas picking the wrong winner and don't know how to judge a battle because there ain't really no structure in this shit. You know what I mean? So niggas just somebody they like and they ride with that till the wheels fall off.
Somebody has to have the money and the resources to unify this. All the best battlers, just put them in something. Start this shit from scratch. Stats is zero. None of that shit you did in the past don't matter. It's where there's no ducking and people getting paid for real. Like, that's the next level of battling to me. To be honest with you, just somebody is going to do that, come and snatch a bottle back like, we got some real chicken for you. This shit is starting. This shit can be like a fucking real show, like an HBO show, some shit like that.
It's March Madness, man. Let's make it a tournament. Yeah. Throw all these niggas in a tournament. You can't duck nobody, exactly. Nigga. That nigga beat that nigga. Oh, that's next up for you. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can't duck nobody. Everybody get in the tournament, and you go against who you go against. You know what I mean? But when niggas can pick and choose their battles and do all of this fuck shit, it's bad on us as a fan. You know what I mean?
You're right. Agreed.
And I just wanted to touch on the John the Don thing. I heard what Queensflip said yesterday, but I highly disagree, my nigga. I'm from the old school where niggas battle rap and didn't write shit. It was all off the dome, and that's what it was. And when a nigga said something that even was remotely close to being written, a nigga throw his hand up in the air and do a gesture and be like, oh, nigga, that's written, and you was banned from battling or some shit. But now it's okay to write, and I can't even beef with that no more because it is what it is. But, I mean, it's just like, you can't take a nigga's shit and just keep battling niggas, and it's just bullshit, man.
I feel you, my nigga.
But, yeah, salute, that's what's man. Up, man. Salute to all y'all, man, and keep doing what y'all do, man. One.
We appreciate it, bro.
Yeah, there's definitely battlers out there doing their own thing, man.
Definitely.
I mean, that's just how it is. But yeah, you okay? I got
my library, man. What the hell is that noise?
I don't know what the fuck that is, bro.
You okay? I got another question for you, man. I remember when that line you spit against Suge, where you were like, y'all want more bars, well, I want more money. Was that for leagues that were? Was that for leagues just trying to like offer you just bare bottom prices, and expecting you to come with like three rounds of just classic shit?
Yeah, but it's not the league's fault though, because you have so many new battle rappers coming in that is willing to take them scraps. So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got motherfuckers like, you just taking a stand like, no, I'm not. I don't take that. You know what I mean? That's why you only get a couple battles out in the weekend, and I don't be trying to fucking tap a motherfucker pockets like that. Like I'm saying, I'm not asking for what the top tiers is getting. You know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely not taking what the new PGs is getting. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely not. You know what I mean?
And a lot of battle rappers, A lot of them.
So it ain't really the league's fault, because like if you put them together in the ring and you got this amount of dollars to make this shit happen, yeah, you might want Big K versus such and such on the card. But if you can get such and such versus this other guy for cheaper than Big K, of course you're gonna shoot. You know what I mean? It don't. You know what I'm saying? But that's how you get these whack ass battles, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I feel it. I think a lot of people were feeling that line too. I know Suge was like, "Yeah, I agree with that shit."
Of course, if you're a battle rapper, you're gonna agree with it. Because I mean, like that's why it was a proud day. Like it didn't even like that Hollow versus fucking Lux battle. Like to be honest, that shit was like one of the greatest battles of all time anyway. But it was just a proud day. Yeah, for hell yeah. But to see fucking like people come up like that off battle, though, you know what I'm saying? Like that shit is beautiful right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit is more than, you know what I'm saying? Like to really, really getting some chips out the shit, man. Like, you know, a 40K lick off that shit. Like, that's dope, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how shit should be going.
Y'all
think Lux versus Hollow one of the best battles ever? Like, you don't think it's top 10? Top 10 best battles ever?
I do.
I definitely
give it top 10.
Yeah,
top 10, I agree. I don't think it was the best of all time.
No, I ain't call it the best. I said one of the best. I didn't say
It's definitely top 10 of all time. Definitely.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, that was a crazy one. So, yeah, man.
Kate,
so when you hear
this three-letter man, let me ask you a question. Who are you fucking with in battle rap, though? I mean, who do you watch? Like, when you watch these battles, like, you're all fucking with him.
Like, you mean, like, newer cats or, like, who is, like, you know what I mean?
Anybody particular. New cats?
Like, what? Danny Mai is nice. Rum Nitty, nice. Who else? I don't know, man. definitely not the tranny, bro. Definitely not, you know.
Would you battle the tranny?
Nah, bro, never, bro. Ever in my life.
Never?
Bro.
Not even if the check was right, you wouldn't do it?
Yeah, if the check was something stupid, like, you know what I mean? So, I'd be an idiot for turning it down, then yeah, but for the regular prices, just a fucking battle? Hell no, bro. The hell do you get out of that? That's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit is just like fighting a faggot, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you fight a faggot, if you knock him out, it's like, so what? Don't nobody care, that's a faggot. But if he knock you out, you got beat up by a faggot, like, you know what I'm saying? You just lose, like, you can never win. Like, why would I ever take that down?
That's what it is.
I just say one thing, if him and Daylight really battle, that's going to be the worst mistake of his life, because Daylight is going to fucking have a field day with this.
I don't know if we got a field day. We don't know what day that we're going to get, though, Big K. Come on now.
You never know, Big K.
I'm not tripping at all.
You know, I know exactly what day like you're going to get every time, man. They always come through, man. But
let me ask you a question, Big K. His last couple battles against Scheme, XL, MCD, you know he lost those battles, right, brother? Like, clearly.
It depends on what you mean.
What do I mean? He battled MCD, and he lost.
Bro, like, define losing, bro. Like, define losing.
Define losing is when you lose three rounds or be 2-1. Either way, how you want to cut it and dice it up. He lost these battles. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you something right now, Big K. If that was you who lost 3-4 battles in a row, you best believe motherfuckers would be like, yo, get Big K the fuck up out of here. He gets a pass from the crowd because it's to the point that fans don't give a fuck what Daylight does. It's just Daylight.
Exactly.
So fuck it, it's okay.
People are coming
to
see what he does. So that's why I said define losing. You're saying he lost these battles when in reality he's probably the only reason people came to them battles. So it's probably just like define losing. You know
I disagree with that. It's not like he battled the big. His biggest stage is UW, first of all.
Yeah.
And
but
then,
that battle was good.
Daylight.
Like he wasn't fucking around in that battle. You said you talking about the battles he was playing around in, right?
I thought he lost to B-Magic clearly.
To B-Magic?
Yeah, clearly. I thought B-Magic beat Daylight like 3-0.
Who y'all going to think win B-Magic and Rum Nitty? Who y'all think going to win that?
man, that's gonna be a tough one right there, bro.
I'll take this one first. I'm gonna go with B-Magic 2-1. I think Nitty gonna get around.
Okay. I can see that. I'm rolling with Tim on that one, 2-1.
I might fuck around and take Rum Nitty 2-1.
Catch
before I was saying B-Magic, I might fuck around and take Rum Nitty 2-1 this one. To be honest with you. Now that I'm really thinking about that shit, because I was watching Rum Nitty last night, too. But that nigga is nice, B.
He's real nice. Word. Magic's a beast, though.
All right, who y'all Magic real beast. Deal or Ill Will? Who y'all got?
I got Ill Will, but I real deal with my nigga, though, but I got Ill Will. 2-1.
I'm going to go.
But I fucked with real deal.
Ill Will. Ill Will, 2-1. I think it could go either way, though.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised if Real Deal wins 2-1, though. I'll tell you that.
You wouldn't be surprised?
Nah.
I would be. Can't front.
Nah, I think it's going
Real,
either way.
Real Deal comes from like a different breed and shit. That's why it's crazy. He ain't trying
and
to be
supposed to go down.
None of that shit.
But nah, Real Deal beat B Magic, though.
I still go back and forth from that one, to be honest with you.
Real deal beat B-Magic, though. And I fucks with B-Magic, but I can get Real Deal that shit 2-1.
I always had Magic winning that battle. I never understood how people could say that Real Deal winning it, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
y'all,
I said Real Deal.
Y'all call that battle a classic? That's the classic battle? B-Magic versus
Yeah. Yeah.
I wouldn't call it a classic. I call it heavy replay value, though. It's got heavy replay value. They got replay value like a mug.
I don't even know if it has heavy replay value for me. It's
I watch that shit like 10 times.
10?
Yeah, I watch it over 10 times at least.
All right, Cap, so you got Ill Will, Real Deal?
I got Ill Will.
Ill Will.
Yeah, I got Ill Will when I want it.
Hmm.
What you got, Big K?
I don't know, man.
You fuck with Real Deal?
I don't know, bro. See, like, it's hard to talk about people nowadays, man, to even give an opinion, man, because you might have to fuck around and battle these motherfuckers next week, man.
That don't mean nothing. No, you can still give an opinion, though. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter, though. You can, you know.
I don't know.
It's like hip-hop. It's like, you know what it is? Battle rap is like hip-hop. Like, a hip-hop artist don't want to say, yo, that nigga's album was nice, man.
Exactly, because
like
that shit come
down.
Around.
It's not bowing down,
that shit always, bites you every time it come back. You know what I'm saying? It always do, bro. Because that motherfucker can't wait to say that stupid ass shit. But you said I was not. Come on, I mean, your man said it to me. The floor's going to say it to me, too. You know what I mean? It's
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, if I say, yeah, this person's going to. Say, I get my prediction on one of these battles right now. It's probably one of them battle rappers listening. He gonna have a shot at me like, yeah, you said I was gonna lose, motherfucker, and I look stupid. Like, okay, I'm just gonna be there to check it out, though. That's for sure. I hope I battle first. I like battling first at because you get the best crowd and you get to fucking watch the rest of the battle. You know what I'm saying? Because
well,
which one
are you looking forward to the most, obviously, besides yours? Which one are you looking forward to the most?
Probably be Magic and Rum Nitty, bro, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Big T or Bender, who y'all got in that one? That's what I want to be.
I got Bender. I got Bender winning that battle.
Big K, anytime somebody come on this show, we ask them to spit some bars, man. You got some bars before we close out, brother? What's good? How are the people, man?
Some bars?
Bars. Please. Give me something.
Yeah. I don't squash shit a dead beef. I razor blade them from right temple to left cheek. Running in your crib, mobbing while you dead sleep. Something in his chopper that'll knock him in next week. I'm a heavy hitter for the squadron. I shut shit up like Reggie Miller in the garden. My name ring through these 7 cities. I'm a problem, a trillium. I can shoot a video in Harlem. I'm in a 7-game series, down 0-3. Hearing the same shit from everybody close to me. Like, fuck a battle, yo. That music where you supposed to be. They paid me to battle. I do the show for free. I mean, that's fucking ass backwards. I'm dealing with these janky promoters and backstabbers. I done ran through backpackers to trap rappers. I throw my weight around on a mic like Fat Bastard. It's game time. Make a move with his checkmate. I throw your OG in the dope fiend till his neck break.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Yo, that nigga K be throwing, them should be haymakers what he be throwing, B. He don't even be having balls. He just be throwing haymakers and shit like to me. Jesus Christ, yeah.
Like,
BK, man. You ain't got no more callers, yo?
Huh?
You ain't got no more callers?
Fuck with the people,
too. We got plenty of callers, man. Let's go 409-828. Go, actually, you know what? We got one right here. Hold on. We got, there was one that was saying they want to speak to Kat. Hold up. All right, we got 631-608.
631-608. Yo, what's up, man? Snake Eyes, man. Let's go.
Snake Eyes again.
My nigga.
Yeah, man, you know what I mean? Nigga eating on some greasy chicken watching these Knicks play right now. You know how that go.
Yo, the Knicks are winning away. What it look like?
Yeah, we up 13.
Let's get it.
Yeah, man, but you know, yo, Big K was good, man. You over here spitting that gruesome shit. This nigga Big K. It was good, man. I mean, I ain't
know. Hey,
man, I'm chilling, man. It's a light show, man. I was listening to this shit, you know what I mean? Got Big K.
Them Knicks playing the Pacers, ain't
they? Yeah, they giving them niggas that work.
Y'all about to catch this L, man.
Nah, they giving them boys that work right now. I ain't even going to hold you.
What's up, man?
What's going on, man? What up? Talk to me, man. What's up, man? What's new, man?
Yo.
Shit, man. Big K, you battling motherfucking
the
Source, right? Three.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. What y'all got in that? Yeah, let me ask y'all.
Big K, the Street Letter Man. I told niggas, not because you on the show, we talked about this probably 2 weeks ago. And I'm going to say it again.
Yep.
You beating this nigga 3-0. Holla at your boy.
Yo, I think Big K going to get that one. I mean, I ain't even going to hold you like our 3-11 man was just going crazy. I ain't a fan of shit. I ain't a fan of the stories, man. So.
Me neither, B.
I think
that's
trash.
Come on, man.
It's always the preference.
Nah, Caps, you already know. I ain't saying much. Look at this nigga. Caps ready to swing the axe and shit. This nigga. Yo, man. You probably got a light bulb in your hand the whole damn show. This nigga. I ain't saying the story's trash and shit because I actually think he did good against John and whatever, but. I just think, you know what I mean? That's a different – he about to step into a different lane going against Big K. Like, you know what I mean? That shit just about to be crazy for him.
Big K going to win that battle 2-1.
Yeah, I fuck with Big K, you know what I mean? Like, I, you know what I mean? I want to see him more, you know what I mean, in the ring, you know what I mean? But that B-Magic and Rum Nitty shit going to be crazy because let me say this. Like, I was on the show the other day talking about, like, King of the Die and URL and all that. But one thing I will say – now, I mean, them boys picking up Rum Nitty.
Yeah. That nigga's a beast. He bringing
a different element to this shit, man, the way he do that thing. Like, I ain't even going to hold you. B-Magic might have a problem in that shit. But if he come prepared and don't take that boy like a joke, that's going to be a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Rum Nitty undefeated so far.
So what y'all think about the KG and Danny Myers, John?
Man, that nigga KG the poet need to start wearing button ups and shit, man. this nigga KG poet is still wearing button ups with the fucking wild lines in it and shit.
Yo, this nigga
that shit ain't polo. I mean, at least my son Big K had the polo shit, you know what I mean? If you ain't wearing polo, what the man, what the fuck is these niggas be wearing, man?
This nigga hands size.
All right, man. This nigga, yo, Caps, man, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up, nigga?
This nigga Caps looking like a human chicken nugget and shit.
Fuck out of it. Hey, yo, you sound like a motherfucking, a fucking, I don't even know, man. Fuck what's
hey,
up,
man. Hey, man, yeah, man. I'm about to eat this chicken and watch the Knicks, man. Timbo, what up, man? You look like Bubba Ray Dudley, nigga.
Fuck you,
hey, yo, Snake Eyes. Hey, yo, Snake
Eyes.
Yo. Hey, yo, who won, Big K or L-Mac?
I ain't even gonna hold you. That battle was crazy. I ain't even hold. That was when he said that nice jab, mean hook shit. That shit was crazy. L-Mac came off in that shit. But if you ask me, Vic K got that. You know what I mean? He edged it. Saying like he ain't kill L-Mac. Like L-Mac showed up and shit. But I think Big K got that. You know what I mean?
It was top 5, top 10, top 3. What?
It was top. It was definitely one of the top battles of last year. That was last year, right?
Yeah,
that was definitely one of the top battles of last year. Like, you know what I mean? Definitely, like, without a question. Like,
Just making sure, my nigga.
Yeah, definitely, nigga. Yeah, this nigga, yo, three letter man. I don't know what happened in months before shit. This nigga got me blocked on Twitter and shit. Fuck this up, man. This nigga the Suge Knight nephew and shit. What up?
wait, nigga. What's your Twitter handle?
My shit, DTON, Money Boss, man. Different type of niggas, man.
Money Boss,
yo. Hey, yo, man. Yo, Snake Eyes, you sound mad ugly, son. What the fuck you talking about, man?
How you gonna say a nigga sound ugly? But I know what that nigga. We see videos of you, nigga. You be ugly, man. This nigga got a using a video with a Galaxy. Put it on, nigga. Fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, you sound like a fucking broken head gasket. Fuck
this
out
nigga,
of here.
This nigga caps look like a crack egg and shit. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Oh, man.
What fuck are you talking about, nigga? I will flame this show. Like,
you got a fucking ice cream cone, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, nigga, look like... Yo, Caps, you be hot as hell in the basement with that hoodie on. And you be having an Angry Fan shirt over the hoodie. This nigga wildin'.
Hey, yo,
I'm about to flame you. Yo, word of mother. You be hot.
Yo,
nigga be blogging. This nigga arms be hot as hell.
Hey, yo, snake eyes. You saw you drive a fucking roller skate to work and shit, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Nigga passed down roller skates, nigga.
Hey, you
be doing blocks from the shed and shit. Fuck is wrong with you, nigga?
You ain't never seen no shed, nigga. Hey, you got
wild pet dogs and shit. Fuck out of here, nigga. Fuck is wrong with
whack,
you, nigga?
Son. Hey, yo, son, that was whack, son.
Yeah, I know, nigga, but I know one thing, nigga. Your first couple blogs, that tight-ass do-rag you had on with that tank top.
Hey, you watch my shit, though?
Yeah, all right, nigga, that tight-ass...
You hear me?
This nigga Snake
Eyes. Hey, yo, Snake Eyes, you a day one, nigga?
You said I'm a day one, nigga. Nah, nigga.
Nah.
I ain't day one, nigga.
I support you. I'm a real nigga.
Nigga, I observe.
Yo. I'm talking about the blogs, you dumbass, nigga. The blogs.
I'm aware of what's going on, nigga. You milk duhhead ass, nigga.
Hey, yo, I almost like to see your fucking funny looking ass right now, nigga.
Hey, listen, one thing you need to know, man.
Hey, you probably got a Bart Simpson.
I'm from Harlem, nigga. I'm from Harlem, nigga. You from Wagner, nigga. What's up, nigga? I'm from the East Side, nigga. I'm from El Barrio, nigga. I'm from Clinton, nigga.
You from Clinton?
Yeah, nigga. I'm from Clinton, nigga. Come on, Caps, man.
Yeah, man. Fuck out of here, nigga. I'm just Wagner all day over here, man.
I know. Yo, stop wearing thermals and T-shirts over the thermals. That shit is over.
Hey, yo, this nigga's heavy too, man. I ain't gonna lie. That nigga's a
cool,
yo.
Man, you better not be one of them niggas
that
black and mild and they fitted. You walk around with a black and mild tucked in your fitted.
Yo, Snake Eyes. I fucking hate this.
You gonna see me at Gnome 4. Nigga, we gonna chop it up at Gnome 4. Definitely, I'm in the building Gnome 4 now, but y'all already know, man. You know, get a couple laughs. You already know how I go, man.
Real quick,
hey
guys, follow Timbo right quick on Twitter, right? Say that you follow him right now so I can get you, I'll block you, nigga, so I can fuck with you, man.
That nigga Timbo, fuck you. This nigga got them. What the type of fucking glasses? You got the short glasses on. This nigga got the shortstop Derek Jeter shades on in his Abbey. Look at
this. Bitch, look at this.
Look
at
this. Look at this. Look at LA Gears and shit. Fuck out of here, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Hey, yo, man. You got that, them suede sideburns, nigga.
Fucking pencil, nigga. Make the fuck out of here, nigga. What the IQ of a broken pencil, nigga?
Yo, yo, this nigga caps it like a fucking chicken nugget with an outfit on, man. Fuck out of here.
Hey, yo, nigga, you sound like you.
All right, you sound like you're
18 in the second grade, nigga.
Oh, God.
You mozzarella right, stick right. with arms and legs, nigga.
Fuck out of here, nigga. You sound like you sweat oil and shit, nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga. You probably mad dark and shit. Look
you like
car,
you probably got
shit.
Wild light bulbs in your pocket right now. Fuck out of here.
Yo, Snake
you got
you
wild
black,
light bulbs
nigga.
In your pocket and all his lights on in his house. Fuck out of here.
Oh, man. I ain't fuck with this nigga. Snake Eyes, B. You know nigga talk.
Right. You already know, man. You already know. I'm a salute, man. Angry Fan Movement. You already.
You already,
nigga.
Man. You already, man.
Yo, I fuck with this nigga. Hey, yo. Hold on.
Hey guys, my dude, B.
Yo.
Hey guys, my homie.
Hey, yo, Big K.
Yo.
Hey, yo, Big K. Hey, yo, we going to fuck with you, my nigga.
Yo, Big K, thanks for coming on, my brother. We appreciate you, man.
We fuck with Big K.
You already?
All right, one.
Easy.
One. Yo, it's about to go down. We are about to have a guest caller call in.
Holla.
I cannot wait. Hey, yo, Timbo, is 414 on?
Wisconsin.
It's about to get ugly, huh?
Yes. Yes, we have a 414 on. Hold on.
414-698.
1 second. That is not on.
That's not on?
No, we have a... Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. We got 414-698.
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yes,
ma'am. How's it going?
How you doing?
What's going on, Angry Fan?
What's going on? How you doing?
No, I'm all right. I'm all right.
Let everybody know who we talking to right now.
It's Black Ice.
Black Ice. It's good. Street Letter Man. How you doing, sister?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. I just followed you tonight on Twitter. In fact, today for the first time. I'm like, damn, I never follow her. What the fuck is going on with me?
I know. What is up with that?
My bad. We connected now, though. It's good, though.
But Black Ice, all right, check it out. I seen your blog today.
Let's get it.
I'm gonna keep it stuck with you. I seen your blog today, and I'm gonna keep it real with you. Like I, for one, did not know that y'all were connected for a little minute until after like my rant and shit like that. So I actually back your blog like 100%. I kind of feel where you coming from with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, like we wasn't connected. Like I had Cannon come down here and battle Lil Day on our channel, and you know, like, he had a good time. He kicked it out. I felt like he was a real humble nigga. You know what I'm saying? Everything was cool. And then next thing you know, it's conversations between my brother and them in reference to us doing a joint venture. You know what I'm saying? Now, I've done joint ventures in the past, you know, so that was never, like, our partners or, you know, we going to do a company together or anything like that because we trying to build our brand. Like, you know, it was a discussion going on, like, we should all link up and this and that, but, and we should, you know, make another channel. And I told them, like, I'm not finna abandon my channel to do some shit where I don't even know if the shit don't even fucking work. You know, like, I'm not finna leave what it is that we trying to build to go do some other shit with people that we really don't know. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we did that, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really like a lot of behind-the-scenes shit that was going on, and I let it be known, like, I have no intentions on doing shit else. You know what I'm saying? With them. You know what I'm saying? So we split the footage. We should have split the footage in the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Like I said the shit, though. I'm like, listen, we should split this shit because if we don't, that's how we finna bump heads. Like I see her, you know, when she talks shit on Twitter, she do her thing on Facebook or whatever. So I step back and I watch her, you know, how she interact with motherfuckers, and I always thought, like, okay, one day we gonna end up bumping heads because a motherfucker ain't finna talk to me like that. You feel me?
When I met her,
you know what I'm saying, she was nice. I already met Cannon. I felt like Cannon was cool and shit. So we did our thing. Like I said, behind the scenes shit, I wasn't feeling that. I'm not finna bite my tongue for nobody. Nah, we finna go ahead and chop this footage up. And, you know what I'm saying, deuces. Like, you know, I hope y'all shit successful and I should be successful. But, you know, like from the start, even from the fucking flyer, you know, the flyer drop, we get, well, they claim they called us. You know what I'm saying? I didn't get no fucking call. Soon as I see the flyer, they name Big as a Bitch, our name all on the side. I'm like, damn, I'm fucking going to think that we just, you know what I'm saying, tag along or some shit, or they probably won't even see our shit. You know what I'm saying? So then a vlog come out and smack, like, you know, he like, yeah, this is a good-ass car Gracie put together, and I'll make sure y'all come out. I'm going to be in the building. Gracie this, Gracie that. So I'm like, what the fuck, you know? Hit them up about that. No, they hit me up and asking that I see it and that they didn't like how the shit came off. Like, it's just he didn't know or they didn't know he was going to shoot them. Some bullshit. So I see it. I don't like that shit. You know what I'm saying? So the main excuse is, well, you know, they've been around longer and, you know, people know Gracie, blah, blah, blah. So I said in the cut, I always voiced my opinion to them and what I thought and how I felt. I don't like that overshadow shit because if we all pin equally to put some shit together, everybody needs to get their credit. You know what I'm saying? So let's bring it down to the niggas. We supposed to be chopping up the footage and shit. It's people that she wanted on the card, that I didn't want on the card. It's people that I spoke on that she didn't want on the card because she felt some type of way. And I'm going to put this shit out here, one of them being clean. You know what I'm saying? She felt like she didn't want to pay clean shit. He wasn't ready. A lot of people have their opinions about clean, but I know clean personally. Well, QP, yeah, for people that don't know, but I'm sure y'all know who I'm talking about. And she basically referenced that she wasn't going to pay him shit, you know, like to be on that card or whatever. And yeah, he got some shit going on, whatever. She just said her little shit. I'm like, okay. I talked to him off some whole other shit, just trying to see if he was ready. And he voiced to me like, shit, sis, I ain't even really feeling it right now. I'm going to let you know when I'm feeling it. You feel me? I let that shit go. We do the grudge match. Before he even get off the fucking stage, she calling his motherfucking phone. You know what I'm saying? I'm not even in the motherfucking room. My brother and them in the room, he got on speakerphone, and she trying to throw him on the crown at the last minute. You feel what I'm saying? But he wasn't good enough to get on the fucking awakening, though. But you see that buzz that was going on down here, and now you trying to call, not knowing the relationship that we got, that your ass on speakerphone. She swears she didn't call, you know, to put him on there. It was like three other motherfuckers in the room. I'm not going to sit up here and jack and say I heard her say shit, but I got three different motherfuckers telling me how the conversation went because she was on speakerphone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just a lot of little shiesty-ass shit. You ask a question, I'll touch on that shit. I sat up here and been quiet about a lot of shit for a second, but for you to sit up here and act like I'm lying, now what pushed me to the edge is I went to New York. You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers was telling me, like, they was climbing for all the footage. And I'm like, huh? So motherfuckers probably looking at me like, oh, yeah, she agreed to give us this shit. Now she going to try to double back and keep that shit. Like, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. Never said that. I didn't even see the fucking sense in it. We paid thousands of dollars. Why the fuck we finna just give everything away? I wouldn't even object to giving him a battle, but I'm not finna give him my whole fucking card. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that don't make sense. Yeah. So that shit pissed me off. You know what I'm saying? She knew the shit was coming. Yeah, we done got into it where Young Cannon, you know what I'm saying, he throw some type of way, he wanted shit to drop on you all real. Nicki Faggs did his rant about it because he said I wouldn't have did it if I didn't know it wasn't on you all real. So I got pissed and I made a stat, like, and I tagged her, tagged everybody close to this stat, and I'm like, dog, who else did you promise that this shit was going to be on you all real? This shit you call blackballing? She get right on there like ice. I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't tell Mickey Fax that and, you know, some shit about motherfuckers wanting us to beef and all this other extra ass shit. So I went on and deleted the post. But when I heard the shit, you know, happen up in New York, that's when I did the vlog. Like, man, fuck that shit. And I'm telling how many people thinking this way. I'm tired of when I'm trying to bust a move, they talking about Gracie or when we done bust the move, our past move. When you hear the awakening, the only thing you fucking hear is guerrilla warfare. And who did that? Who did the footage or whatever? All that shit was equal. You know what I'm saying? But she felt like she worked harder because she made the phone calls. You know these niggas. I don't know these niggas. But then she said that the shit wouldn't have happened if it weren't for her. First of all, tell me that you would have been able to pay all that motherfucking cash by yourself. You know what I'm saying? If you could, you know what I'm saying, my hat's off to you. tell me that I wouldn't have been able to reach out to them niggas. You know what I'm saying? I got my own relationship with Norris. I'm not URL or no shit like that. I talk to Norris. I talk to different motherfuckers that's from the battle world and different motherfuckers from New York. Like, they probably would have gave me a dumbass number. I ain't going to jack on that. She probably got a better number. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But don't act like I can't get in tune with these niggas, and you the one that made the shit happen. Like, get the fuck out of here because you made the phone call. But I want you to tell me what the fuck did I lie about, though. You feel me? Like, tell me what I lied about.
What happened with all this? Like, when did everything go crazy and shit?
With the footage. The footage, like, I don't know. Like I said, the night of the event, I knew then. I'm on the phone. Give me a second. The night of the event, I knew then that I wasn't finna do shit else because there was just a lot of little shit going on. You know, we had all access passes. All my niggas that own the cartel, anybody to do with the cartel, they came to Chicago, they fucking paid. You feel me? Everybody from your camp need to pay too. Only motherfuckers that did not pay is the camera crew and my niece that collect the money. You feel what I'm saying? And the performer. You know, if my people pay, your people need to pay because we're going to need to get all this money back. We're splitting this shit four ways just like we paid it out four ways. You know what I'm saying? My niece at the door arguing with motherfuckers like, hold on, y'all can't get in for free and this and that. And, you know, motherfuckers trying to slip the fucking, the passes on and all type of crazy ass shit. And she okay. And I told Ken and I'm like, dog, I don't even fuck around like this. I can see if y'all even came to us like, you know what, we got this list. We want these certain people to get in free. You know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That shit could have got chopped up like that, but don't just sit up here at the door like you got the juices, let motherfuckers in. Like, I don't even fuck around like that. You know what I'm saying? So my niece was standing on the shit. Motherfucker steady. Well, my other niece, she's standing at the door. So she having to come back and forth and tell me what's going on. I'm steady bumping heads with Gracie. Cannon steady trying to intercept. Like, come on, let's just get through this event. I'm steady telling them I don't fuck around with my money. You know what I'm saying?
My whole
shit thrown off because I'm trying to see what the fuck is y'all doing at that door. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I look around. Everybody got motherfucking cameras. Oh, Gracie said we can have a camera. Gracie said, oh, it's for the media. It's for the media. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, what if some shit would have got leaked? Like, we don't fuck around like that. It's just certain shit that should have been brought to the table that was not discussed, just assumed that it was cool. And the way that I am, I'm not going to sit up here and bottle it up and just have an attitude. I'm going to speak on that shit. Hold on. What is this shit? What is this? You feel me? And that's just me. You know what I'm saying? And Cannon was trying to intercept. Hold on. Come on. Let's just get to this event. That's cool, too, but it's a lot of shit that's happening tonight, Cannon, that I'm not fucking feeling. I'm telling you what it is. I'll tell your sister when we fucking sit down. You know, like, this is my whole attitude fucked up that night because I'm just seeing spooky-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Now, we throw our own events here in Milwaukee. We got a certain way that we do shit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, we work as a team and shit. Like, it ain't no sneaky-ass shit or this and that, then you letting, now I don't got shit against no motherfucker that got in there free, right? But my thing is this, I didn't see none of them promote the fucking event. I can see that they promoted it, trying to bring motherfuckers out. They just getting, like, they just in that bitch. I'm looking at my people, they access passes, the people that's performing, my camera crew, all their passes is gone. I'm like, where y'all passes at? Oh, she took them. She said it's not enough. I'm looking around. I see a motherfucker with a hoodie on. With their logos and shit, they got all their passes, but all my people's passes is gone. Hold the fuck on.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? It was just a lot of shit, and I'm just like, Lord, man. My brother said he talked to him, but I'm feeling my bloodborne. I'm about to fucking snap, dog. I ain't know none of this shit. You feel me? So it all started that night, and I ain't trying to play no dick is bigger with no bitch because I don't have a dick. There ain't nobody finna stand on me either. You know what I'm saying?
Now, that started... Hold on. Black Eyes, I want to ask you a question right now. I hate to ask you this shit like this. I should have texted. Let me text you something real quick. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Nah, that was pretty much it. It all started from that night.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Then attention really got thick when it came to split up that footage. Because she felt like they deserved this. And they
look, all right. Somebody's on hold who wants to actually come into this conversation.
I'm sorry, what?
I said somebody's actually on hold who wants to come into the conversation. I guess she heard what's going on.
I don't give a fuck. Put her in. I don't care.
All right.
312-93.
Yo.
Yo.
What's poppin'?
Yeah, what up?
Good.
Yo, Ice, this is so funny to me, dog. She sit here and tell y'all everything that happened, but she don't tell y'all the full story. That's my problem with this. Like, we clearly was just in a room together. Like, if she wanted to talk to me, she could have talked to me. But she chose to go the weak route and get on cameras and blah. Like, that shit is crazy.
Let me tell you something, Gracie. Just real fast.
Hold on, fuck that, because
ain't shit weak about me.
I heard everything that I heard that night
in New York. What makes you think that I won't say shit to you, though?
Hold on, before we go back and forth, I'm not going to speak on what I've been hearing since I called in. You said people were getting in free on our behalf, right? Who got in free besides Jazzy, Rain, B-Magic, all URL rappers? Who got in free? Who else got in free? Please tell me.
You tell me who else got in free. This is the thing right here, though. If they was going to get in free, Gracie, you don't think that us all doing it together, that should have been previously discussed, or am I tripping?
I think you are tripping. Like, I thought that's normal. I thought niggas, black niggas in free. We discussed,
everybody discussed, me, you, Cannon, and my brother all discussed how much money we was coming out, how we wanted all our money back. We wanted this shit to be successful. You know what I'm saying? Every nigga on my team, they had to fucking pay. Nobody got in free. And if you felt that, okay, I got these four people coming, and I'm going to let them in free, I should probably run it past them. I've never been to none of your events. I don't know how you rotate. I don't know how you do shit. So you don't think that it's common sense to let me know, like,
let me ask you a question.
These people getting in free.
Let me ask you a question, Ice. Did your cousin Denique pay to get in that event, or he walked in with y'all?
Did he walk in with us? He was fucking helping with the cameras.
Okay.
When security took our day, who was on the stairs? He was doing security on the stairs. What are you saying? Everybody was saying that was free. They was working.
He can't do security, Ice. He said he didn't want to. He didn't do security, Ice, at all.
So he didn't stand by the VIP. So he went by the VIP stairs when security took our day to come. And then when the security did get there, he wasn't with the camera crew.
When I asked Denique, Ice, when he stand and do security for VIP, he said he didn't want to do it, right? So after that, I kept telling him we need two more security. And security showed up. This is what I'm saying, though. Y'all walked in, y'all had, like, five people with y'all. Nobody with us, period. Not my family, not nobody.
Who was the five people? Like, really? How many people did we have shooting? How many people that we have that have to do the lights in the camera in a different angle?
I only know three people.
How many people? I'm sorry, what?
I only know three people that was shooting. That's John, with blue eyes named Justin, and the dude that was up in the VIP. I only know three people that was shooting. Who else was shooting?
So it wasn't people doing the lights and shit like that. Only thing you see is three cameras around. It's more cool than just sitting around holding cameras. Everybody, this is the thing with me. If you're not working, you're not getting in free. Motherfuckers know that's how I am, period. And this is the thing, though, regardless of who's shooting what, I had niggas riding up there from Milwaukee that knew they was finna get paid, and they was cartel. You feel what I'm saying? They know that they got to fucking pay to get up in here. Y'all not doing shit. Y'all not battling. Y'all fuck y'all paying. This is the biggest deal. We need all this money back. So you don't think that? Like, if it was me and we did the shit in Milwaukee, I'm going to be like, Gracie, I got five motherfuckers. These ain't names. They going to get in for it. If you had an issue with it, I'm like, okay, I'm going to pay for that out of my pocket then. Because it's four of us that's doing
this. This is what I'm saying, though. I wouldn't expect you to be like, yeah, Jazz the rapper has to pay. Like, that doesn't, like, who would make her pay to get in the event? That's what I'm saying. Like, the only people I let in free was Jazz the rapper, B Magic, and Rain. Those are the only three people I let in free, period. So I would never think you'd be like, yeah, Jazz the rapper has to pay. Hollow the Don got to pay. B Magic got to pay. Like, what?
Listen, B Magic just was at my event not too long ago, and he paid. So I don't know. Okay. If somebody sit up here and they contact me on some, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Like, you know what? If I wanted any one of them to battle, they finna charge me. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know what your relationship is with them, but they going to charge me. So if y'all don't come promote the shit, do this, do that, I can understand that. Okay, yeah, I'm a cool motherfucker. I done let people in for free to my shit, and I'll come out my pocket to make sure that my door is straight. See, this
no,
thing I'm saying.
Do. You make this
thing
like we had a list of people.
And you can't assume
you make
that
like
I...
You had a list of people, though. You said we had a list of people when... I don't even
you taking the fucking all access pass off my people, putting them on your people. Like what the
no,
fuck was
no,
that
I
shit?
I'm
not even
you and John. Hold on, Ice. I came to you and John. I said we need to get the artists their passes first before we start passing them out because it's just enough for us in the crew. That's exactly what I told y'all. So before we started passing them out. Outside of me, you, John, and Kenneth, I said, let me get them passes for the artists first. Then I get y'all passes back. That's exactly what I told them. And I only took two away. I took one from me, and I took one from New Money. I told y'all that. I said, it's only enough passes for
you
us.
Took one from me, you took one from New Money. You tried to take one from my other niece, Tay. Like, this is the thing. Like, I'm not going
to
keep going back and forth about the same thing. Like, we know what happened that night. We discussed it. I talked to Kenan about it, too. I don't know if he on hold, clicking in. But my thing is this. You can't assume that I feel how you feel when motherfuckers come to that door. You know
okay,
what I'm saying?
That
was an event.
To me? This I'm saying, you didn't talk to me. You said you
so I never told
Kenneth.
You that I wasn't. When we was at, what was we at, Fridays or some shit, when I was talking about I want to fill out motherfuckers getting in for free, and you
no,
said
no,
the
I'm
same exact
about,
thing.
I'm talking about,
oh,
listen,
what?
We had
what?
That sit down. We had that sit down after we all got into it, This was like 2-3 months after the event, I'm talking about that night when you said you was telling Kenneth how you felt. You never came to me. Period. Not one time that night.
So I never
nothing.
Told you that I wasn't feeling how motherfuckers was getting in free or am I tripping right now?
You never mentioned that to me until we had a sit down. Kenan, the one that came to me telling me what you were saying. And then I asked John about it. And John said he didn't have no knowledge about you feeling that way. That's how we ended up on the phone. That's how we got into it. Then we had our sit down. You never came to me once that night. You was going to Kenan. That's how I found out. He told me.
Though I was zapping. Kenan kept telling me, chill. Listen to this. I don't operate how you operate as far as letting motherfuckers in for free. Don't nobody get in for free. A motherfucker has to do something like promote or something to get in for free, or I fuck with them and they get in for free. But if I'm doing something joint with somebody, I'm going to let them know that they're getting in for free, and if they got a problem with it, I'm going to come out of my pocket so everything is equal, period. I'm not even going to keep repeating that shit. But damn, let's go to the distance. I heard that you were dissing me on Twitter, but I don't even fucking be on Twitter. You feel what I'm saying? But you swear you was talking about somebody else. Who else is getting Syndicate Cartel, though? Who else is Syndicate Cartel talking about this? You fucked out your footage, dog.
Let's go back before then. When y'all was coming to Kenan, talking about my Facebook statuses, I was talking about y'all. Let's talk about that.
I didn't come to Kenan because I don't talk to Kenan. Just like I didn't know that you was in my fucking brother inbox talking shit.
Talking shit about who?
About you talking shit to my brother. You called him a clown-ass nigga or some shit. And then when you got into an example, you talking about, when you got into an example, you in his inbox talking about, we all as a whole or some shit like you, John Gotti or something.
Yeah,
like, come on,
John.
Man.
Hold on. Let's be clear. I told John. I said, John, how y'all sit down members come at Kenan like that, talking about he going to fuck Kenan and shit? This is exactly how I came at John. How y'all let y'all cartel members, y'all are the league owners. How y'all let y'all, one of y'all members come in Kenan talking about how he going to slap Kenan and shit. I said, that's not cool. Y'all need to control y'all shit because y'all are one. Cartel is one. So with one motherfucker.
That ain't what their message said. You saying that now, but that ain't what their message said. You and my brother inbox.
I'm showing you that shit.
You in there like you checking my brother. If you don't check anybody, me being a female, try to check me.
I'm not saying verbatim what I said. I'm just saying period what I said.
Don't tell me what you meant. Tell me what you said, though. I'm telling you what I read. And then the other day, I just seen the inbox you calling my brother a fucking clown. Like, come on, man. Come at me like that. Don't talk to my brother like that. If you got an issue with me, you come at me.
The issue wasn't with you. Me and John had two separate conversations. Did you see both conversations? The first conversation was about example. sexual when Cannon.
Except for the grown ass man. Except for grown as a kid. But listen, though, I'm not a puppeteer and he's not a puppet. Check this out. Except for feel some type of way because now when we had Cannon up here, Cannon came up here and he hosted. You know what I'm saying? And then when his battle dropped against Fire Boy, example hearing his fucking boys in here, of course he's gonna feel some type of way. He said something.
Okay, so
let me answer this. Cannon didn't respond. So him as a man, he approached it. Ain't nobody gonna acknowledge example because he don't have a biggest name as Big Cannon. But those bars are so familiar. Like
so
really, where's Cannon at?
Where's
Cannon to cut Cannon?
If example felt that way, why he just saying call Cannon? Why he doing it on Facebook? Why did he call Cannon 2-3 days ago talking about he's sorry and telling him the real reason why you and John is upset? And we looking like if they felt
what's the real? What he say the real reason? Why he say the real reason we upset?
And you have to ask Cannon.
Right, exactly. But it's recorded and you heard it. Like, come on, man. Get off that shit.
Yeah, it's recorded.
This is the thing. Hey, check this out, though. Check this out. He a grown man. He feels a type of way. He sat up there. He said something on that dude loves that. Dude ignored him. However, he felt like he wanted to reach out. He reached out. Like, I don't control that, man.
I don't even listen. When it's battle-related, I don't give a fuck about it being battle-related. But y'all saw that man on that talking about how he going to slap Kenneth. Like, what? Like, what you mean? Like, how you gonna let some niggas take shit out of battle rap? Like, I'm talking
about rapping. Was it before or after he called him a bitch, though? Was it before or after he called him out his name? Ain't no real man gonna let another man disrespect him.
Okay, so what was Example doing to Cannon? That wasn't
disrespect. You gotta talk to Example. Example, if you listen, call in. Like, I don't know what the fuck. I don't think for him.
I'm saying it to you because you was on the post. Like, y'all witnessed everything that went on.
No, I jumped on the post when the one chick got on there. I don't even think nobody tagged me. Some chick got on there, got the wild out. I said, that's between them. I said, if you didn't jump on there, I said, if you ain't his baby mama, why is you on there?
Listen, it was all battle rap related. I wasn't finna jump.
Exactly.
On.
So you asked me why I didn't say nothing, but you didn't say nothing?
Listen.
He feel like this man took his bars,
listen,
so he's speaking on it. Like,
exactly.
What am I supposed to do? Call him like, hey, get off that.
That's
he's
cool.
Bigger than you. He got a
bars.
Bigger name and you don't say shit. What? That's what I'm supposed to say?
No. I'm talking about the point when he gets threatening Cannon and shit. Like, y'all could have been
after
like,
he called him out his name, everybody don't fucking play like that, Gracie. Like, for real. Like, I would beat the fuck out of one of my friends if they called me out my name. I don't give a fuck about that shit. Don't disrespect me if I don't disrespect you.
You missing the point. You missing what I'm trying to say, though. Like, he got on that.
I'm trying, no. I hear what you said, but I can't control him. He's a grown man. And if that man called that man a bitch, I will look at him like a bitch if he don't say shit back.
But you
have
to understand, Cannon plays, though. Look how Example jumped on that disrespecting the man. Like, bruh, if you want to battle, all you have to do is say you have to battle. Like, you have to look at it from both sides. You can't just look at it from Cannon calling the man out his name. You have to look at how Example jumped on the post and broke that post coming at Cannon. That was disrespectful, too.
But the issue
like,
that you got is why did I let him say he going to smack him? And I'm telling you, it was after he called him a bitch. Like,
right,
that's
told,
what I'm
but,
telling you, like,
Gracie,
we don't have other conversations, so for me to sit up here and tell you that I feel where you're coming from, I'll be fake as a bitch. If a motherfucker disrespect me, call me out my name, whether I can whoop him or not, I bet you I'm going for what I know. Don't disrespect
me,
period.
I'm not telling you to agree with me. I'm just telling you, you need to look at both sides. You have to understand.
And I am, and I did.
Cannon called out the man out his name. Also, Example's initial post of being disrespectful. So both of them was being disrespectful, but Example was he initialed everything. So that's why Cannon came the way he came at the man. Like
he kept asking the man, why you steal my bars? Why you steal my bars? He ignored him. Next thing you know, I see a post and I'm biased and it's going ham. Somebody else jumped on there talking about a dick suck or some bullshit. I told her, chill. If you ain't his baby mama, why you in the middle of it? I looked through all the comments. You didn't say shit, and you his sister. So who is she? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I have no clue who Shorty was on the post.
Ladies,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to cut you off. This is Angry Friend. I just have one question. What is going down with the battle supposed to be on URL? What is that about? So I'm trying to figure out.
Okay, they say First of all, let me make this clear, because Mickey Sax was having a conversation with me, and Mickey Sax was having conversations with John Doe. If you look at all me, my screenshots and John Doe's screenshots, you clearly see Mickey was having two different conversations with us. Clearly.
Oh.
I asked Mickey. I said, Mickey, they keep saying that you keep telling them that we promised you your footage going on URL. We never told you that. Mickey replied to me, well, I just assumed that. I just assumed it, which is normal because if you look at all my prior events, I gave URL all of my footage. If you look at all my prior events, URL gets all my footage. So it was, I mean, it was normal for him to assume that. But, like, I kept trying to tell John and Ice, we never had no conversations with Mickey about his footage going on URL, period. Period. I even had a conversation with Beasley. Beasley hit me up a few days before our event, and I told John, and I told Beasley, Beasley, we can't give you this footage because this is a joint event. They put their money in this just like we put our money in. Beasley like, all right, cool, I want to talk to them. He said, I want to talk to Black Ice and them. I hit John up. I gave John Beasley number. From after that, I don't know what went on. John said that he had a conversation with Beasley about it. I told John, whatever y'all decide to do, that's what we going to do. I left it all in John's hands. So for them to keep talking about, we told Mickey his footage going on URL, like, that's bullshit.
We got John on the phone also right now. John, you want?
We can get Beasley on the phone. We can call
Hello?
Beasley.
But what about
Hello?
John Cannon,
John
though? John Cannon, Okay, wait a minute. We just said Mickey Sax. What about Young Cannon?
What you mean? What about Young Cannon? Young Cannon,
hey,
what the fuck?
Because
he said
it right now. I'm about to explain it right now. Check this out. All right. First, I want
to
talk about
John Doe. Shout out to John Doe, man. It's Andy Friend. Shout out to you, brother.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate it, man. Check this out. Just yesterday, not even 24 hours ago, somebody confronted Mickey Sax and they asked, and they said, "Yo, is it true that you was told that your battles were going to be on URL?" Gracie, what did he say to you? Tell me what he said.
He didn't say nothing to me. He replied to the person.
He did say something to you.
He did say something to you.
And you know what? And you know what, Gracie? I got a screenshot. Because he said, yes, I was told my battles were going to be on URL. He said, Danger said the same thing.
And then, John, when he said,
right?
Yeah,
you know what?
I'm going to
tell you something
else,
Gracie. Gracie, don't talk over me. This is your time. I just called in. Give me a second. All right? So, Cannon, or Big Cannon, and Young Cannon call me. Young Cannon is in a worry because his battle is about to be released on our channel. He says, I was under the impression my shit was going to be on URL. This is what your guy told me. This is what he told me. I sat on the phone with that man for 2 hours telling him that we paid for this footage and I can't just give it up out of nowhere. I had no idea about this URL agreement. Never talked to nobody from URL. Never talked to nobody about nothing. And he said, look, I was told I was going to be on URL. Young Cannon, your artist, told me that. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay,
like,
now,
tell me.
Tell us
that we lying. We got screen caps. We got conversations. We got.
Listen,
we got,
that's cool. I can tell you the whole conversation we had with Mickey yesterday. I know exactly what coach you talking about. When dude came in and said,
oh,
when
now
you told
know.
Him,
now you know.
Mickey?
Now you know.
I was on the phone. Mickey said, yeah. And when Mickey said, yeah, what did I reply to him and say, John? I said, who told you that, Mickey? He said, I don't know. But I was. That's exactly what the man replied and said. So
well, you know what, Gracie? I didn't have his number. So it was only four of us, and I know Ice ain't got his number. So you do the math. It's simple fucking arithmetic. Like,
listen,
dude, don't try
all
to
you have
like
to
we
do
is stupid, man.
You,
we grown as hell. We like two grown as hell.
Read the comments.
On the phone
I
laughing like we joking and we just like bullshitting. But like the whole time,
Ain't nobody laughing. I'm talking about what you're talking about.
I'm talking about when you first got on the phone.
Mickey.
We just gave you 13 minutes. We just gave you 13 minutes of straight truth with screen caps and proof. We just did that.
First of all, John.
Like you said, like how come Ice didn't approach me in person?
You screenshotted my Facebook statuses that wasn't pertaining to y'all. Period.
Of course
so,
not.
It's another syndicate cartel.
I don't understand. The only screenshot you had that was right is when I mentioned y'all. I asked you, Syndicate Cartel.
Yo,
you have to get the footage from them.
Yo, Gracie, that's an artist sneak dissing. And if you look into the definition of guerrilla warfare, You pop up out of nowhere, you shoot shots, and you disappear. That's the real award.
Listen, man, you can put it how
put
you
that shit up.
It,
don't call yourself
but
a real award
longest,
if you don't know
John,
what the definition
been,
is.
You've been making shit up for the longest. Me,
how
you
is that made up?
Look at
the definition
the
of your
longest,
name. How
you
is that made
shit
up?
You trying to make shit that somebody
man,
say about
you.
You
would sneak
when
this, Gracie. You sneak
it. You
throw stones and hide your hand.
Listen, John, let me tell you something, bro. I don't have to fucking sneak this shit.
Hey, yo, put Cat on the phone, too, because we can talk about how we built his career, too. We can do that, too.
Put on the phone. Okay, yeah.
Man, all right, Grace.
Go
ahead and
ask
you
a question
about
that. I have to ask you a question about that. How did you build Big Cat's career?
Hey, yo, I want to tell you something. Okay, give me a second, I'll tell you.
First of all, when Big Kenny accepted that, let me just tell this story real quick. When Big Kenny accepted the Lil Dave battle, we were under the impression that was a spit that heat event. We didn't even know who Black Ice was or John Doe. We were under the impression that that was a Milltown Blow spit that heat event. That's one.
But you know what?
Gracie?
Hold on, guess where
John,
that money came
hold
from.
He knows
where the money came
from.
Big Cannon know the
no.
money came for me because I sent
no.
to him. I wired
hold
that money
on.
To
let
Big
me,
Cannon.
Let me
I had my people come
hold
pick up
on.
Big Cannon. I came and I hollered at Big Cannon when he first
man.
Came in.
Hold on, Ice. Blow told the man he was finna have his girl send Cannon the money. Cannon was still thinking this was a spit that he even. Cannon told him a spit that he even. That's one.
Y'all need
to
tighten up
y'all
business.
That's two. Why y'all got the price y'all got? Now tell me how y'all built Big Kenny's career when Kenny
okay,
had
can
millions
I explain
of views.
Hey,
when
Gracie.
Kenny had millions
hey, Gracie, can I explain
of views
now?
Before he battled y'all. That's a day
okay,
battle.
Can I explain
is
now?
One of the lowest battles, one of the lowest views battles Kenny had.
Right.
The battle
right.
only has 25,000 views.
You gonna stop
so
talking about that?
So Kenny never said that that particular battle had motherfuckers recognizing him, though, true or false. I don't give a fuck how many views he had. Everybody knows.
I even said
that the nigga wasn't acknowledged as being top tier because I like the nigga. I think the nigga should be top tier. We put that motherfucking light on him, though.
You clearly said. You didn't even know who Big Kenny was, so you was canning nigga. You didn't even know. Why would you pay somebody you don't know that's not of any importance? You said you had
when his name came to me, Gracie, I've never watched none of his battles. I watched the nigga and I booked the nigga. You think I'm gonna sit up here and get a motherfucker here that I've never fucking seen before? When Flo first brought him up to me, no, I did not know who he was.
If I ain't never watched a nigga from a nigga,
when Blow, come on now, you're in circles now. I'm tired.
So, this is what she doing.
I'm still
so trying to ask you a question.
Hold on. Let's let John Doe talk because he did this call. We got about 3 minutes left. 2 minutes left. We're trying to put it down to the wire for y'all to get that shit off.
She'll ask you a question, and then she'll talk over you. I'm going to tell you how we brought Cannon up. Yeah, Cannon had battles on URL. Cannon had battles on URL that was vaulted, that was never going to come out due to bad audio. Never going to come out. Him versus Old Red was never going to come out. Him versus
that's
Old Red, that shit came
that's
out. Let me speak, because I'm going to tell you something else. I got footage of Cannon on screen telling us how that battle changed his career. Tell us that's not true. Now, tell me that shit. And I put your motherfucking name all over, and I tag you to it. Don't
listen,
there. Not,
just because he's on camera, of course that
was
probably
changed
his
direction.
That was one of his best performances. But don't make it seem like y'all is going to get him what that talking, bro. That's
you can play the
fair.
Victim. You can look like all that. But your version is not working.
Don't try to make it seem like y'all got him that talking.
Yo,
Cat.
Yo.
When did Big Cannon versus Old Red drop? Was that before or after Little Day?
After.
Did his buzz go up after he battled Little Dave or what?
Yeah.
I mean, just to keep it 100. Keep it
It did. Ah, fuck.
Why did it go up, Anthony? Is it because
we did more for Big Cannon than you did, Gracie? And it's hard for you to learn anything because you keep fucking talking.
I got to keep it honest, bro. I mean, my honest opinion, this is Cass, my honest opinion is, like, I can't front. Like, Big Cannon had a little buzz, but, like, that battle with Cortez on some other shit. Like, they helped out, man. It is what it is. They helped out, Gracie. They did.
That nigga had a
battle
with Old Red. Old Red was, Old Red is popping at the time. Popping at the time, so anything with Old Red was just like buzzing. Even right now, Old Red's a name. You got Big Cannon versus Old Red in the vault, not coming out. Little Dairy versus Big Cannon comes out, it comes out. Wow, you think that's a coincidence? I don't
it
think so.
It was always coming out, John. That battle was always coming out.
Oh, it wasn't? They said they was going to sell for a battle.
Hold on,
oh,
You came out and interviewed Kenny, and Kenny was on your camera telling you that that battle was coming out.
Okay, I can dig it, man. I appreciate you having me, man.
No, my fault, man.
Word.
Peace all y'all. My bad, man.
Yo. Take us home, Simbo. Take us home, Simbo.
Woo. Yeah, fuck with the boys. You said 007, nigga. Eggerstead Radio, nigga.
Yo,
fuck with us, nigga.
Fuck with your boy, C-Dunner, man, a.k.a. D-R-E, a.k.a. Snake Eyes. I see you fuck boy out there with your tweets,
yo,
nigga.
Snake Eyes. Yo, Snake Eyes, you sound like you ate a fucking hamster, nigga. I'm going to get your ass on Friday. Yo, Timbo, where you at, man?
To hide it, sir.
Yo, this nigga, Timbo on this goddamn blanket. All right, man. Yo, we signed up for Timbo 2, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's Eggerstead Radio. Friday, we got Slay Silver on Friday. Y'all niggas fuck with us, man. Y'all niggas know what
fuck
time
with
it is.
Yes, we
fuck
do.
Eggerstead,
yo, let me do the Twitter shout-out, twitter.com/topbattlerap, twitter.com/angryfan007, twitter.com/3letterman, youtube.com/angryfan007, all the episodes. This shit's going to be uploaded. Hold on. This shit's going to be uploaded immediately. youtube.com/angryfansradio. Man, fuck you guys, man.
Yo, fuck with us, nigga.
You already know.
What?